Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Low Mid Podcast. That's right, your boy Huey Revolution is back in the building. How y'all been?
Average.
Good.
All right. Of course, as always with me, we got my homies who you just heard speak. We got Ramil.
What's going on, y'all?
And Nemo the Zeus.
What's up? What's up?
Yeah. It's been an interesting summer. A lot of stuff happened this summer.
Yeah, a lot of plot twists and shit.
Yeah.
One of those things being the XXL freshman cover, which we'll be talking about today, along with doing a triple album review. Probably the first triple album review in history. We're going to be reviewing Chance the Rapper's album called The Big Day. We got YBN Cordae, The Lost Boy, and we got Kemetazine with
Bosky 3.5.
I just realized today all their names start with C.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was just kind of interesting. But, yeah, besides that, anything else that comes up, you guys will see. But for now, let's get started with that XXL review, the long-awaited XXL discussion about the freestyles, the ciphers, and just everything that happened this year. So what are y'all initial reactions to it?
Initially, I'm not even going to cap to you. When I first saw the cover, I was like, damn, this cover looks lame. But then it got used to me because I was looking at the colors and shit. I like the color scheme.
Okay.
And then I like the presentation of how they brought it to us differently this year. You know, they always do it differently, always put it in a different place. I wasn't really fucking with how they were doing it last couple of years. It was all dark and grimacy and shit, especially last year. It was really weird. But I like that this one brings out a little more youthful energy instead of a lot of dark energy. I like the way that they're edited, and obviously the class itself is pretty good, you know what I'm saying? They did better than I expected, and it seems like they're trying to replicate that legendary 2016 class as far as energy is concerned, but I think these niggas got in their bag, or did the best of their ability.
Ramil?
I thought the class was good for the most part. I was a little disappointed that Gunna and Tierra Whack didn't do freestyles. You know what I'm saying? That would have helped XXL be better this year. But
yeah,
as far as like what each person brought to the table, I mean, yeah, you know, except for like a couple of the, you know, cypher verses, we'll get into that in a little bit. But overall, the presentation was good. It feels like they did something a little bit different than what they did in previous years past, like with the whole like sit down and things like that with the artists and things like that. I don't know if that's new.
Oh, they did that.
Some people doing that.
They did that in 2016.
About in terms of the cover?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you're talking about the round table?
Yeah.
They did that in 2016.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So
yeah, they're just now bringing it back.
Okay, so they haven't did that in a couple years.
They never did the read mean comments.
Thing, yeah. I don't think. So that was
they never
thing.
Did the ABCs thing.
Yeah, ABCs yeah. thing. That was different, too. So they added a couple different things in there that I thought was all right. The ABCs things was cool, I guess.
I only watched like two people. It kind of gets boring after a while.
Yeah, that's what it looked like it was gonna be to me because I know what those are. They're just A's, like your little ad libs or some shit you say that starts with the letters. Like I don't care about that shit.
I'm pretty sure that for Cordae's ABCs, he actually had like an actual word for each letter.
Are you serious?
I don't know. I didn't watch his, but I feel like
that sounds.
I feel like at least one of them did.
That's funny. But, yeah, I feel you guys. For me, when I first saw the cover, I was like, okay, yeah, this is actually a pretty strong cover for 2019 in terms of people who are on the list. I liked how the cover looked, even though Gunna looks like he didn't listen to the orders to, like, wear black or whatever. He was like, nah, fuck that shit. I'm just wear whatever. Or maybe he just didn't pay.
They really
like,
just
listen.
Yeah, they really just made the color scheme around Gunna.
They had to because if they put him off to the side, it would look weird. So they have him in the middle. Everybody else is, like, looking dark as fuck in terms of what they're wearing. But yeah, I thought the cover was good overall. I was like, okay, this has the potential to be a very strong year in terms of overall presentation. But gotta say, I wasn't really super impressed overall in terms of presentation with the XXL stuff this year. Like, for one thing, you got three people just not doing a freestyle.
Yeah, that
that's
was,
pretty
that
whack.
Shit was
yeah,
three
I heard
out
it.
Of like, come on, that's like almost a third of the class. That's pretty stupid.
Yeah.
Then you got some people not. Well, only, I think only Gunna didn't do a cipher.
Yeah, that was also stupid.
I'm tired of people not. I'm tired of people doing that too. Like, I don't know how long that's been going on, but it's really annoying because it's like, I don't know. We can get more into the ciphers and stuff as we go in, but, like, that was annoying. Then it kind of just seemed like the cipher pairings I didn't like at all. the freestyles, they were just straight for the most part. Only a few people really, like, shine bright to me. Everything else was kind of just monotone. Like, it wasn't, nobody was, nothing was really, like, horrible for the most part, but nothing was, like, amazing. Like, oh, shit. Like, how you got that wow factor.
It didn't really seem like there was, like, that one super standout.
It seemed like the middle child year, really. Like, it's like, it's cool. It's a cool year, but it's like, nothing really stood out. I had some issues with some stuff. There were some technical issues I noticed. And I wasn't really the biggest fan of the thumbnails or the editing for it. But, you know, I'm sure, yeah, I don't know. That's just my initial opinion. Like, overall, I was just kind of a little underwhelmed. But it wasn't a horrible experience, I guess. But, yeah, so I guess we should go into the few people that did do their freestyles. What do we think about that?
Fuck it.
Who was your favorite? Let's say that. Who was y'all favorite freestyle of the bunch?
Okay, so we're talking freestyles. Really, to be honest, damn, all the freestyles were kind of mediocre, but yeah. The best one, damn, it would probably have to be, damn, all these niggas really suck, to be honest, so I would have to go with Roddy Ricch.
Roddy Ricch?
I liked his.
Roddy Ricch. I liked his. It wasn't my favorite.
He had to snap, though.
Yeah, I'm watching this up.
He needed a beat, but the reason why I liked his the most is because I liked his flow. I liked the melodies he was going for. And he was the only freestyle to actually tell a story.
Yeah,
he was.
Yeah, but another thing was like...
It might have been written.
All of these were written. Come on now.
You think all of them are written?
You see what happened when they freestyled? Some of them, like Lil Mosey. Like, yeah.
I mean, when they, you know what I'm saying?
No, they did the real freestyle was at the Cypher, it seemed like. For some of them.
Maybe. Maybe. Yeah, I'm interested to hear who you're speaking of, because there's a few people, obviously. But so in terms of the freestyles, my favorite person was Rico Nasty, really. She was really the standout person for me when it came to just energy, bars, and, like, you know, she's not the most lyrical person all the time or really ever, but her stuff is fun and it's hype and it's just, like, full of energy, which I really liked, especially just for this little freestyle, get you hyped up for the Cypher. Nobody else has really did that. Yeah. I liked Roddy Ricch's more than I expected to going into it. He made a beat, but he was kind of off his own beat, which was a little funny.
He was off his own beat?
He was off the beat. He was off beat. He was jingling his chains. And he was kind of off beat, bro.
I'll have to rewatch
that. That's what it sounded like to me. That's what it sounded like to me. That's what it sounded like to me.
You know what I'm saying?
I liked YK. I'll say this. Did y'all come out of this like liking anybody more or less from the whole experience?
It was about the same for me. Maybe Roddy Ricch a little bit more, because I didn't really know him like that.
I feel like after that, I can take DaBaby more seriously.
After the freestyle or the whole thing?
After the whole thing. Oh, okay. Wait. We're still talking about the freestyle.
No, I'm talking about everything.
Oh, everything. Out of everything, I felt like I could take DaBaby more seriously. It was interesting to see Osiris. He brought some personality.
Yeah, that's why I brought that up, because I remember I was watching the reading mean comments thing.
Yeah.
And looking at how everybody's responses, because I feel like that seemed like the most best gauge for their personality.
Yeah.
Because they were just kind of off script and they were just reading. A lot of the responses some of the people gave was really corny. And so when YK Osiris came on, I didn't know anything about him. But every time he responded, I liked the way he responded, because he responded the most happiest. Like, he sounds like a young pastor or something. Like, come on, boy. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Like, he's speaking on the song. They're saying something.
He's not taking it too seriously.
He was like, I've seen this fucking song, this trash ass song everywhere. He's like, I got to promote my song, man. Come on.
He's not taking it too seriously.
I got it. Everybody else is kind of butthurt. And it's like, well, you fuck you then. And you eat shit and all this and making corny jokes. And he was just like, shit, I got to promote my fucking song. What the fuck are y'all talking about?
He's being honest about this shit.
I like to see that, because he's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm promoting my song. I'm doing my thing. He's like, I got 22 million on Billboard, you know? Like, he's just like a hood nigga that sings but talks like, just, he talks like a pastor to me, bro. That's all I keep thinking. Like, he talks like that fucking pastor that thinks he's like smooth as hell, you know what I'm saying? Which just made his personality more likable to me, even though, like, which made me enjoy his Cypher and his freestyle more, because he was the only one putting energy into his shit, bro.
He was putting the most.
He was like, what you can. He was like singing and all this. Even if he couldn't sing that well, he was like, fuck it, bro. He was putting his all in. That's what I appreciate, bro.
Yeah.
Because other niggas are like, I'm not doing that fucking cypher. Or they just doing some little dumb shit and like, oh, whatever. Look down at the ground and turn around and walk away.
Oh, yeah.
And he was he sung on a fucking trap beat and somehow made it sound better than a lot of people could. I'm not going to say it sounded amazing or great. But it sounded, he did his thing. Like, he was like, fuck it. Other people was like, fuck the beat. He was like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to sing on this trap-ass, weird-ass fucking beat. yeah, so him. But I thought Rico Nasty was pretty consistent throughout everything, which I pretty much expected. Mm-hmm. Y'all want to transition to the actual ciphers? The main event.
Damn, I didn't get to say who my favorite freestyles was.
Yeah, we still talking about the freestyles. Okay,
who was your favorite freestyle?
Oh, I thought that was a conversation at first.
And okay, then it just who was your favorite freestyle? I didn't remember. I didn't know you didn't say it.
I thought Meg's was good. I thought that DaBaby's was written. I knew DaBaby's from a song, so I was a little like, man, you ain't slick. You know what I'm saying? Like, I noticed, I heard you play this shit on Instagram, even though his shit was still, I guess, good, but it wasn't a freestyle, so it kind of took it down for me.
Wait,
Rico's was good.
His freestyle?
His freestyle was, some of it came out of a song. Mm. And people were in the comments were saying that they was like, bro, yeah, we peeped that or whatever. But it still was all right. I liked Meg's freestyle, and I liked, Rico Nasty, for the most part, was pretty consistent. Her shit was good. And that's about it, I guess, as far as like the freestyles and stuff like that.
What do you think of Comedicine's freestyle?
Oh, I thought it was, he's always interesting. Like, I don't really, when I thought of it initially, I was just like, he has some cool lines in there here or there, but it's more so his energy is what like draws people in. I guess like his whole cadence and his facial expressions and shit, it's just kind of like, he just comes off as a bit crazy.
$50 for the jacket. I don't know why people don't ever just do, like, if you're going to do a written, why don't you just do a one-off for the cypher? I mean, for XXL. Because mostly everybody's freestyle lately has just been a written that's going to be in a new project. Like, Comedicine's freestyle was on Bosky 3.5.
Yeah.
So, it sounded a lot better on the project, I'll say that.
Shit, so I have to disagree with you on that. I like the cypher version better.
Nah. Well, that's just me, but I thought the cypher version was kind of like, wait, was that his cypher or his freestyle? Because both of them, I think, were
on the album.
Both were on the album.
I think so. Yeah, definitely at least the cypher.
Yeah, one of them was definitely on
there. The cypher was on the album for sure.
Freestyle. What was he saying in the freestyle? He's like,
$50 for the jacket.
Leaving Edmonds, nigga. I'm not. Was that not on the album?
If that was in the freestyle, if that was
the cypher.
Okay. Well, damn. Not that then. Maybe I'm talking on my ass. But a lot of people usually just write something for the freestyle, but it just ends up being a verse from their album coming up, which I'm like, all right, is that a freestyle?
See, Tyler exposed all these niggas. That's why we got a brand new standard.
He just said what was
like, on everybody's mind, basically,
which nobody would say. Was like, y'all niggas are not okay. You're not freestyling, sure, but y'all niggas not even writing shit that's like here's my display of my talent for this particular freestyle, because writing a freestyle or just doing something that's just supposed to be a cappella is going to be a lot different than something that's intended to be on a beat. Because a lot of these times these niggas write to the beat, which is kind of just like, you know, like when you hear it just as a freestyle, it doesn't hit me as hard personally, because it's just kind of like, well, okay. With a few exceptions, like obviously like Jids from last year, that shit was off the chain, you know, and it still sounded fine then and on the tape. But yeah, Comedicine. Yeah, I mean, he's cool. I like his energy for the most part, but when it comes to the freestyle, like, I don't know. I don't know. He's just not hitting. It's not hitting me the same, I guess. Like, I don't really feel the same energy that I used to from Comedicine, I guess. He kind of just looked like he was just up there doing his thing, like, putting on his little act for the camera, and then he was kind of, like, bored when he stopped rapping. Like, especially in the cypher, like, he's like, nah, nah, and then he just went back and was, like, looking at the ground all chilling and shit. But, yeah.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that. What do you think of Blueface's freestyle?
Shit.
The cypher?
I don't.
Freestyle?
Freestyle?
You didn't do a freestyle.
The lack thereof a freestyle.
Oh, well, yeah, shit, he didn't do a freestyle, but his cypher verse, you know what I'm saying, it was about what I expected, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't, like, my expectations for him are not, like, great, So when I heard his freestyle, it was just like, I like the Rufus line was just funny as fuck. I was just like, that's some head ass shit. But the Rufus line was pretty fucking funny. I'll give him that. Yeah, it wasn't really hitting, you know what I'm saying? But hey, you know, I'm not a follower or a subscriber of his. So it's like looking at it objectively, it was just like, okay, he's funny as fuck, you know what I'm saying, for that line or whatever. But you know, that's all it was. Me, it was just more so funny.
For me, like, I don't like when people don't do the freestyles or don't do a specific element of the XXL, because it kind of feels like niggas really don't care that much. And you already know Blueface doesn't care about the music in general. So it's kind of just like a slap in the face. It really goes to show that XXL, maybe hopefully they'll learn from this, but it seems like they're just picking the most popular niggas, I guess. But this year seemed a little different. Because there's a couple people who, like, not everybody really knows like that. There really are freshmen that haven't made it already and shit. So it was kind of – it's disappointing to see that shit, bro. Because, like, if you're going to be on the cover, do everything on the cover. Like, we don't want to just see you on the fucking cover. Nobody's going to buy the fucking magazine. Like, what the fuck are you doing? You're supposed to be up there displaying your talent. Like, you know what I'm saying? So when people don't do it, it's just – I don't know. I think it's kind of disrespectful to a bunch of people who want to be on there, putting in work, you know, doing all this shit, and not getting up there. But you know, could have had much better cipher verses, or just at least done a freestyle or some shit. So yeah, that's the same sentiment I have for pretty much everyone who doesn't do one of the things, unless they have a good reason. It's just kind of annoying because it's like, well, this is the main event. This is why we're even paying attention in the first place, is to hear. It's like the entertainment of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like getting signed to a team just for the notability. You don't actually get up and play. You know, like, what the fuck are you doing here?
That same rant is how I feel about Gunna trying to be too cool for everybody.
Man.
That shit kind of pissed me off because me, I'm a young Atlanta nigga, so I actually want to see another young Atlanta nigga go up there and do his thing. But this nigga, he literally just pulled up for only the photo shoot, and that kind of upset me because I really wanted to see what he was gonna do, what he was gonna pull out of his trick of his sleeve of tricks or whatever, to see what he was gonna do. But he just flat out didn't do shit except just look cool. And I mean, he showed respect to Double XL and all that, but you still could have did the other shit. And I feel like I'm kind of ranting on that, but yeah, Gunna kind of disappointed me, bro.
I feel like when people don't do freestyles or don't do the cypher or whatever, you are kind of, to people who might aspire to be on that, you're devaluing it especially to people like that. So it's like, oh well, some people feel like, dang, they ain't even taking it seriously. Why should I even want to be on this thing if people that are chosen for it don't even take it seriously? They get there and they're just like, man, I ain't, you know, on this shit or whatever. And we kind of assume that Gunna might do that because Gunna has been big for a while. We were kind of like, dang, Gunna doesn't really qualify what we think of as a freshman, especially in the context of this class when you got Lil Mosey and YK, who people are really just coming to know. So like, Gunna had already had like the big features and shit, so we kind of maybe peeped like beforehand, like Gunna might be like, yo, I'm literally too cool for this shit. So that's exactly how it came off to me. It's kind of like, dang, you didn't do either one, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? At least if somebody didn't do the freestyle, they did the cypher, you didn't show up for either one, you'd give no fucks at all. So you were just like, photo shoot, bounce.
Yeah, didn't even wear the same color as everybody. That's what, like, that's the main thing is, like, yeah, it definitely devalues the whole thing, which is kind of made me go into it like, damn, nobody doing the fucking freestyles and shit. Like, what the fuck are we watching this shit for? Because, like, say if, like, my favorite rappers from this pick didn't do either one, I'd be like, well, then why the fuck would I watch? Why am I going to look at this shit? I feel like you shouldn't be on there unless you're going to do everything. Because if you're just there to take a fucking picture, like, nigga, there's pictures of you everywhere. Like,
you're famous. Exactly. Like, we can find a picture on Google. We can find a picture of you, dog. Like, can you do a freestyle, dog?
Like, it's fun for us to see that shit. And when they're just like, no, I ain't doing that shit. It really does. It's like, yeah.
You can tell you that's exactly how I said it to you. No, I ain't doing that shit.
They too cool for it. It's like, well, then y'all need to, XXL need to stop letting people do that. Yeah. Like, because that y'all set that fucking precedent with fucking Trippie Redd. I don't know if anybody did that before. I don't know. But that's when I first saw it with Trippie Redd. He's like, I didn't want to do that shit. I just wanted to do the freestyle. And I thought that shit was whack then. I was like, well, that shit's okay. Nigga, that's whack. And then and your freestyle was just some shit that was from your album, of course. So it's like, we're not seeing nothing new. But I digress.
That's part of when he became a villain for you, man.
I wouldn't give him that much credibility. He didn't become a villain for me, but that definitely made me be like, well, that's whack.
Yeah, I just
like,
dislike that.
Do you care about rap? Because y'all saying all this shit on the fucking
interview
trailer.
Oh. Yeah,
XXL is it's the fucking biggest thing ever. But nah, I ain't doing that shit. I'm just trying to take my fucking picture and dip, nigga. Like, fuck y'all.
I got another question too. Harping off back what you just said, don't people usually have to do they have to not apply necessarily, but you pitch to XXL? So, if you do most pitch,
of the time, not all
those
of them.
Who don't care enough, obviously don't. It wouldn't make sense for you to pitch and then get there and not do either one. Mm-hmm. Or not do one of them. So I be thinking the people who just got big, got popular, got some songs out, like Blueface, for example. Like, he was really, he had a big buzz, and he got there, and people kind of knew going in he didn't give a fuck. So then he still got picked, though. You know, mm-hmm. He probably didn't do a pitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, probably the people who did either one or both probably did the pitches. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't make sense for you to do a pitch and then get there and be like, yeah, I'm not doing either one. Or I'm not doing one.
They just want their name attached to it for their sake. Good. People are talking about the cover, they'll also at least be like, well, Gunna didn't even do it. Like, we're talking about him to some capacity. So maybe he just wants that little bit of buzz. But for me, it makes it negative buzz in my eyes.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, when people do that and they don't even have a reason, they're just like, I don't want to do that shit. It kind of just makes me be like, well, then I know all y'all niggas want to be pop stars and shit. Then there needs to be a fucking pop star XXL then. Because why are y'all, you're just taking, you're doing that fucking Post Malone shit a little bit. But not to the same extent, obviously, because, there's a race element there. But you're just kind of like, shit, I'll be a rapper when it's convenient, when I can get that money. But anytime you ask me about this shit on a fucking interview, Tuesday? I'm gonna be like, I'm a fucking rock star. I don't even.
Yeah.
But go ahead and get that bonus for getting on XXL and get that money though. But every other time, I'm a fucking rock star though. It's like, if y'all niggas don't care about rap, don't do this.
Exactly.
Do something
else.
Now
you're just pimping the culture.
Yeah. So it's disrespectful. There's niggas that actually rap that could be in your spot that care, and XXL is picking these niggas that are just gonna get them more notability, and they're just deciding to do this for the clout and not even actually caring. So it's like, I don't know. I just don't like when niggas don't stick to just one way. Are you a fucking rapper or not?
Yeah.
Or are you both? Say one. Because then if you're not a rapper, you don't need to be there then.
Yeah, because you don't care.
Or if you don't care about hip-hop in general. Because, obviously, YK Osiris, he's not a rapper. He's a big name in hip-hop, I guess. Because I don't even know what kind of music you would call it. But
He sings.
In
just
hip-hop.
Call him a singer.
He's a singer, but he's tied to
He's melodic.
He's tied to the hip-hop culture in some way. But at least he's not acting like he's not. Like, when he gets up there, he's not like, I'm just a fucking singer. I don't give a fuck. Because, him and Mosey and them are kind of one of the ones that are loosely in the lane of, singy, hip-hoppy type shit, which is a part of hip-hop culture now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's I appreciate them, at least, I don't know. That, you know what I'm trying to say. Y'all know what I'm trying to say.
Long story short, goddamn, if you don't give a fuck enough about the culture, don't show the fuck up and just bring it down with your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Because that really made me, that definitely made me be like, well, shit, I don't know. Is XXL falling off? They can't even get niggas that they, niggas are like, whatever. I don't really give a fuck about this shit. Like, it's fucking school picture day.
And that's why XXL also needs to be more careful about who to get on the list in the future, too. Because, you know what I'm saying? If you get a nigga that's too popular, then the same shit will happen again with the Gunna situation. So, you said it best.
If he's going to act like that, then you don't need him on there. If he's that big, if they're that big, then they don't put him on there. It's freshman list, right?
Shit.
Niggas that are hungry and care, but I don't know. It would have been at least funny if you would have just got on the freestyle thing and be like, I don't really fucking freestyle. And it would have went off.
That would have been something.
I would have watched that.
I would have respected that. That would have been funny.
If Gunna got on the freestyle side, he was like, I don't even freestyle.
I don't even do none of this stupid shit. Like, three bars and was like, passed it off. I would have been like, okay, well, at least he did something. Like,
even if it was something off your project, just do something.
Yeah, it's for entertainment.
That's why I gotta give Lil Mosey credit, because at least he tried. That shit was trash, but he was like, I had fun though.
Yeah. At least he fucking tried. I'll give him that shit.
That shit was junkyard.
That shit was dumpster junkyard.
That was really bad, bro.
And speaking of, y'all want to go ahead and just get into the ciphers now?
Sure, let's fucking fully go into it.
All right.
Jeez, let's start with one who started it off.
Lil Mosey.
Junkyard.
Junkyard. Dumpster juice. Absolutely trash. No energy. He fucking mumbled his freestyle. And he tried to pull a Kodak moment, and it didn't work. Bro, that shit backfired.
Like,
bro, that shit sounded like some shit we would do if we was making fun of one of our rappers, and he was being for real.
Like, when they say watching a train wreck, like, it just kept getting better and worse.
Did y'all peep when he was freestyling? I mean, when he did the cypher, how he looked to the left, he said a corny line, he was like, bad day.
Yeah. And see, and who the fuck came and saved him but YK Osiris?
Yeah, I was going to mention that earlier when we were talking about him. He was the only nigga...
He was the only one that was embodying that 2016 energy.
Yeah, he was like, come on, what?
He was like, huh?
You could tell
what? Like, you could tell like when your little brother doing something, you're like, yeah. Come on, bro. Yep. And he was like, he was doing the ad-libs for him, which he needed.
Actually,
that shit made it fire.
That shit made him go in a little harder.
Yeah, he was like, okay, hold up. First, I think his first two bars are like, I woke up feeling like the man. I walked in here like the man. And I was like,
he was like, God damn.
Bro, hold up.
I feel like the man. Listen. And I'm feeling like the man. Whoa, bro.
Listen, throughout that whole part, when I was watching it, bro, I was looking in the back because I'd be observing everybody's faces when people be freestyling. You saw the baby making face. The baby was probably just calculating. The baby mind was not on the fucking XXL shit.
No.
And Meg's face just kind of like, when is it going to be my turn to go?
Yeah, when is it going to be my turn? And boy, when Megan stepped on.
She killed it.
Boy.
She killed it. And it was like, even better because she came after that. So it was like, by comparison, you know what I'm saying?
It was like a 180 flip. Yeah. It was like, oh,
it made him look even worse.
Bro, when my dad saw that, he was like, man, you should have showed the part where he was like, mush that nigga out of the way so I can do the shit, you know what I'm saying? Because that's literally how hard Meg came in, bro. She came in with a fast flow. She had bars, bro. She had some memorable bars, bro.
Yeah, like, and then it was, I remember that comment I told you about when somebody was like, why did it seem like the baby and Megan brought their kids to the cypher? And I was like, bro, what the fuck? Because they was like,
shit too.
Bro, yeah, because Megan came in, like, she came in confident, she came in ready, she came in, you know what I'm saying, sure of herself.
She did her thing.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she was her, you know what I'm saying? I felt like Lil Mosey just came in, he was like,
I saw an interview with Lil Mosey right after that shit, and Lil Mosey was like, well, shit, I thought we was going to do freestyle, so I came in there and freestyled. But then when I saw Meg go, I was like, dang, I could have just wrote some shit.
Yeah, bro. He's that kid that didn't read the fucking instructions in school.
You didn't read the fine print, little Mosey. You can exercise that little rule.
He was like, fuck, I could have wrote some. They're like, yes.
Wait, hold up.
Fuck.
Did everybody else in the SSX Live first say, oh, yeah, you know you can do that? And nobody told him.
Nobody told him. Nobody told him after he went multiple times, too.
Bro.
So I wonder if he, like, the last take, that he was like, oh, shit. Hold up, we could write. These niggas wrote this shit, and they're like, "All
right,
next cipher, come
right,
on
exactly."
In.
I was like, well,
he's like, "Fuck,
bro!" And you can see him in the camera. He's like, "Ah, oh, fuck."
Yeah, as soon as she starts going, he's like, "What the fuck?" He's like, "Ah, oh, shit." Thank you, YK, for at least giving me them fucking ad-libs.
Hey, man, and you know what I'm saying? I feel that you can tell YK was just happy to be there. He was trying to make it positive energy.
Yeah. And I like Lil Mosey for the most part, right? But, oh, man, like.
Do you like him less or indifferent after this?
It's about the same. Like, I'm not a huge fan of him. I like his little.
Some of his songs
what
sound
he does,
good.
You know, I can see the appeal, but, you know, that was just kind of like.
But he the man.
Yeah, bro.
I feel like a man.
God damn.
That just kind of like, I don't know. Yeah, that was just bad. There's no two ways around it. It was bad.
Yeah.
So what about DaBaby?
So that nigga went for 8 hours.
He did. Okay, so this is the thing. This is the thing. Like, I don't know how he's already kind of put himself in a position where XXL wants to give him the longest stretch. Mm-hmm. Like, he's become that person or whatever because he's popped out here and got big really fast. So, like... His verse was good for the most part. He kept you interested. You know what I'm saying? You know what you're going to get from DaBaby. You know what DaBaby is. You know what kind of rapper he is. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, his flow is his flow. His content is his content. You feel what I'm saying? One of my favorite lines was, we said, baby left for Miami. Now he in L.A. Nigga, think he LeBron. Yeah. I fuck with that line.
That line was kind of hard.
And, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he was good. Him, you know what I'm saying? But everybody, the consensus that him and Megan had the best one. So, it's just, you know, that's what it is.
I won't lie, though. I did start to get a little bored. When he was rapping, like I was like,
"Damn!"
At what point? Like you remember when? Oh, just yeah,
like halfway through when it was like, "Oh, it's still like another 2 minutes or whatever." And I was kind of just like, nothing really was that standing out that much because I know DaBaby he does his thing. Like I like him on songs and stuff, but this one I don't know. I guess he just really wanted to flex like his penmanship, which I can respect for sure. But I don't know. I just kind of thought it was a little unnecessary.
I wonder how they determine who gets that long spot.
Whoever does the biggest,
just,
I guess.
If you just go that long?
He probably asked. He probably was like, yeah, I'm finna be going.
Because that's kind of like, that's a symbolic way to say something about a rapper. Like, oh, we gave you the, you closed it out and we gave you the longest one.
Oh, this is what I was going to say about Lil Mosey. I was going to say, the saddest part is that we know they do these things multiple times and that was the best one he had.
Oh, shit. Fuck. Yeah, fuck, that was bad.
Imagine if Lil Mosey went last. We'd have been like, the fuck?
XXL would have had to do that last minute
actually,
edit.
That might have been a little better because the first cyphers to start off the whole year was Lil Mosey. I guess it only went up from there. So
yeah, true.
Oh, any thoughts on YK?
One more thing about DaBaby. I realized that the first half of his freestyle was from his song.
That was
probably what you were saying. Mm-hmm. But then the second half was an actual freestyle.
Yeah, when he said they ain't fucking with John at the moment, I heard that in another snippet that he put on the IG, and I think the bar about when my daughter run to me and said, "Dad, I love what she said." I think that's in a song somewhere, but I'm not sure. But yeah, like that's correct. And YK, at least he stands out because he's singing. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't think that it sounded bad. You know what I'm saying?
It didn't sound bad. Some niggas were really trashing his voice, but for me, bro, I actually liked it. You know what I'm saying?
It's cool.
He was freestyling his singing. That's why he mumbled the last line. But yeah, he was actually freestyling, so I liked that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same sentiments. It was mostly just the energy that he gave. That's like, okay, cool. He's trying to hype this bitch up. It's like when you walk into a dead ass party, where it's like, eesh, and he's like, all right, well, let me just fucking sing.
Back to what you said earlier, he was like, he's happy to be there. That's how I felt.
Yeah.
Just from watching that, and that's how everyone in these niggas needs to be. Y'all need to be proud to be in that spot.
Be happy about this shit, bro. It's it's a big honor. Like Kendrick, J. Cole, a lot of big
Nipsey
names
was on here.
This shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But these niggas don't give a fuck. What was the second cipher?
Oh, Reeker.
Rico Nasty.
What was that last? It was Rico. Rico.
And Water Rich was in the same cipher, right?
No.
He was in the last
last
one.
But
Rico, Blueface. Oh, no, wait, no, I'm tripping.
Yeah, it's
I'm
Rico, Blueface, and Cordae.
Oh, yeah, it was.
So what do you think of Rico?
That shit was fire.
It was good. I liked it.
Nah. You didn't like it? Some parts she was rapping too fast. Was like, okay, slow down a little bit so we can understand what you're saying bit better.
See, that's what it was for me. It's like, I love the flow that she had. She brought in that fast flow. You know, I'm a sucker for fast rap. It's just that I couldn't understand what she was saying.
For me, I thought she was talking her shit. She was like, basically, she was saying, like, I'm a female rapper that's not doing, I'm not shaking my ass and fucking naked. And
she said that on the freestyle, though. She said it.
That's part of her core lyricism.
Did she say that on the freestyle or the cypher then? Because I'm getting these bitches confused.
She said the same thing.
You talking about content-wise or, like, the actual?
Content-wise.
Okay, so, yeah.
Oh. Well, either way, I was kind of just like, it's kind of cool to hear how she views the industry from her perspective and how she's kind of like, this is what I'm doing type shit. Maybe all her flows didn't hit the best. Yeah, sure. But I liked what she was doing with her flow at some points. Like, she was trying to spice it up. She wasn't just, I think maybe that's another thing with like DaBaby. Like, his flow is kind of very linear for the most part. It's just him rapping the way
he
raps. He's
talking fast and he's rapping.
Yeah, he's doing what he does and it's enjoyable, but after a while it's kind of like, okay, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It kind of, that's probably what drowned me out. I guess, I don't know. I'm extra, bro. I like
not the flow switch up.
Yeah, you know. Especially if you're like, I don't know, you get what I'm saying. But yeah, that's how I felt about it. Her, specifically. I liked it. I liked her freestyle. Hers
Cordae
is probably maybe the first one that perked me up. Like, okay, all right, let's see what's going on.
Cordae. Yeah,
she did kind of burn me up. Cordae. Okay, so in Cordae's freestyle, he did not impress me at all. He did exactly what I expected him to do.
Same.
Which was rap pretty good. He didn't do anything out of the ordinary. He didn't say no memorable bars in the freestyle. However, in the cypher, he stepped it up a bit. Damn, I don't got it. In the cypher, he stepped it up a bit. He had some memorable bars, but again, like I said in the Dead End Hip Hop review, he has this corniness factor that he can't shake, and that's the thing about him with all of us. We all feel the same way about that. He can't shake the corniness factor.
He hasn't shaken it yet.
And, bro, even in the cypher, he has some corny-ass bars, like, life gonna be grand like my father's dad, and I'm just trying to be popping like Rico Nasty.
No, see,
those last two bars where he referenced
forced.
Rico and
forced.
Blueface seemed really forced.
Forced.
And it made it worse that Blueface really didn't give a fuck.
Blueface was like,
ooh.
Like, it's just like, all right. Yeah,
all right, then.
Yeah, those were super forced.
And the bar about him feeling spaced out like a semicolon.
I actually like that
bar. I didn't like that bar.
I like that bar.
Nah.
I was like, man.
Because it's like, you're literally just saying you're spaced out like something that puts a space somewhere. So, I thought that was kind of corny.
It didn't hit for me.
But the way that he tried to, the imagery of what he was trying to say it didn't come off the right way. Yeah. I'll say that, but I do like the semicolon line.
Okay. Cool. He gets a song with A. It's all good.
Corday, I actually, he pleasantly surprised me. No, he didn't really surprise me, but he went that extra step. Like, you know what I'm saying? Same way he did with the BET cipher. Well, I really like that. I maybe like the BET one more than this, but this one was still really good. It was a lot better than his freestyle. It sounded a lot more cohesive. It sounded a lot more like Corday, essentially, than some of his other songs and stuff. Like, he was talking his shit. He was just, you know, this is who I am. This is what I do. This is, like, type of shit that I rap about. This is what I, you know. The shit he raps about kind of similar stuff. Well, okay, I won't say out. We'll get into it later.
He kind of raps about shit that I go through.
Yeah, yeah. But when it comes to, like, the freestyles and the ciphers, I like how he just, even if some of them don't hit all the way, at least he goes for standout bars. He's like, okay, what can I say that's, like, going to be memorable?
Yeah.
Because that's what this is about for me, which is why I said I don't really like it when, I appreciate the fact that his cipher isn't going to be in a song. It definitely can't be because he referenced Rico and Blueface.
Yeah.
So it's like he knows what this is. This is a moment. You're writing it for this moment. Yeah. That's what I like better when it's like, because it's shit hits different when you write it in a certain way. See, like, you know what I'm saying?
Him being a student of the game, that really makes me appreciate that he's aware of all of that.
Yeah, he is. He is.
And
who else was in it? Oh, we said
Blueface Baby.
Blueface Baby. Yeah. Well, we already talked about how we felt about him.
I didn't mention it. Okay. I was disappointed. I wanted there to be more funny, memeable lines.
True.
Flow. True. I wanted him to say, or, ooh. Did he say one?
He said, ooh, at the end. Okay, he said, ooh, like, three times. Okay, but He didn't say the other memorable ad-libs.
He didn't say the other two, the Blueface Baby and or whatever. Yeah.
I wanted him to say that.
To say some stupid shit or some, like, because I do like some of his bars, you know. So I was like, this is the perfect one. No, it's not. I guess the freestyle would have been the perfect time because no beat. But it's like this one, he kind of just like, it seemed like he has something to prove where he's like, I can fucking competently rap on beat. Fuck y'all. And he did that. Which I didn't think it was bad.
Yeah,
like,
that shit wasn't trash.
It wasn't stand out. It was kind of lower mediocre.
When we hung out with your boy the other day, did we watch the freestyles, right?
Yeah.
And when we heard Blueface, what did he say? Because that's interesting of what you just said about him being on beat. He said, the first thing he said, he didn't even know who he was. He was like, he's on beat.
Oh, really?
And that shit.
Bro, he knows who he is, bro. I've showed him to him 100 times.
Because he didn't even sound off beat to me in the cypher either. When he said that shit made me hella funny.
It transformed and you heard him off beat.
That shit was funny.
It was like, he don't even fucking like listen to this shit.
Yeah, he don't even listen to rap, but he was like, he sounds off beat.
And we was like, that's what everybody says. When we listen to rap, but he doesn't even listen. He was like, he's on beat, though.
This guy is off beat.
Like, what the fuck?
Who's this fucking dude?
And he was more on beat than he used to.
Yeah. To me, maybe he's usually so off beat that he sounded on beat to us. We're like, whoa, hold up.
But we were like, he stayed on the same bar for this.
I was disappointed, bro. I wanted him to say some stupid shit, some memeable shit. Like, because we know you don't give a fuck, Blueface, and you know you don't care. You're just here for the fucking money. It would have been funny as hell if you would just lean into that and just say that on that. Well, like, I don't give a fuck about this shit. I'm in for the money.
He did have a bar like that.
What'd he say?
He was like, I get paid the most to do the least.
Oh, yeah. That was the one standout bar that I did.
Okay,
like.
That's cool. I was like, that's a nice flip.
I was like, yes, you do, and the Rufus line because he's like, I don't give a fuck, and I'm just here. But I wanted more lines like that. For the most part, it was kind of monotone for me. Who was the best one out of that cipher?
Out of that cipher, ooh, that's a good question.
I think I'm gonna go with Rico.
Same here. I think.
Yeah, Rico.
I really feel like they were all equal.
Oh, really?
Really?
In their own way. That's how I feel.
Oh, you judging them on their own scale?
Yeah, I'm judging them on their own scale. They were all equal. On the general scale.
Yeah, which one did you like personally?
My personal favorite? Neither of them.
just out of them three, just pick one. He's like, oh, y'all so trash. Right. I can't pick none.
You can say none if you want.
I can't really pick any. They didn't really. Okay, Blueface. Actually, no. Corday had more memorable bars.
The people in the Discord was finna go.
Corday had more memorable bars. Yeah.
Okay.
I give it to Rico for, you know, bars plus energy level.
Yeah.
And
so for the last cipher, we had Comey at the Senior, Roddy Rich, and what was that bitch name? Tierra Whack.
Tierra Whack. And did we have anyone else?
We're supposed to have Gunna in that cipher.
Oh, yeah.
But hold up, man. Before we talk about this last cipher, bro, why are the cipher pairings so trash?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that.
I should have put DaBaby and Megan with
Let's talk about the last cipher first, and then we'll talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So who went first?
Come at the scene.
Yeah, clean, he gonna give me. Clean, he gonna rob me. We had to spot now.
Who gonna leave evidence to get I'm not.
I like that line.
I just thought that line was so like.
It was so like.
Oh.
No shit.
Like, yeah.
I'm not.
But you don't never hear niggas say it that plainly.
Nigga, I'm not.
Who's gonna leave some evidence? Nigga, I'm not.
It was like a common sense bar, and then like his face when he said it, he was like, nigga, I'm not.
You never thought about that shit, huh? Not leaving fucking evidence?
Yeah. What the fuck? I'm on another level here. Like, what the fuck?
Who's gonna leave some evidence?
That's exactly how he predicted it. He was like,
I'm not.
Who's gonna leave evidence? Nigga, I'm not. No shit, I wouldn't either. I don't want nobody to know
like,
I did it.
Damn, who are these niggas he's talking about? Like, he just knows.
Y'all niggas leave evidence. Y'all ain't like me. Y'all niggas leave evidence. Not your boy Comet.
Jesus.
Nope.
Not your boy Comet. Comet.
Shit.
Who gonna leave some evidence?
Nigga, I'm not. He just could have found, a better way to say
no,
that.
No, I like the way.
That was funny.
Man, I was like.
That's the thing I like about Comethazine. He just says,
the common sense stuff plainly
in like a gangster ass way.
Nigga, I'm not gonna leave no fucking evidence.
He says it in a gangster meme way.
Shit, that's so funny as fuck.
What else did he say that stood out?
I don't remember anything else, to be honest.
He said, got some blood on the Air Forces. He said something like, I got some blood on the Air Forces. I'm finna go to the Foot Locker. I'm not finna wash them.
I can't wait to talk about his album.
Wait, say that bar again. Your point?
Fuck. He said, well,
I got blood on my shoes and I'm washing them.
No, he said, I'm going to the Foot Locker. I'm not finna wash
them. Oh, yeah.
Wait, he said, I got blood on my Air Force Ones. I'm going to the Foot Locker and I'm not washing them.
Yeah, he's just going to get some new shoes. That is funny.
Like, your point.
I got blood on this shit.
I got blood on my shoes. I got to get some new ones. Yeah, I'm going to the Foot Locker to get some new shoes.
What?
You just sound like a smart DMX. I'm not gonna get a new shoes.
I'm not leaving no fucking evidence.
I ain't gonna fucking evidence, nigga.
Get some new fucking shoes.
All right. Who else was in that?
Tierra
Whack.
I want to say Tierra Whack for last, though.
Okay.
So, well, Roddy Rich was next.
Roddy Rich.
Now, me personally, his was very average. Even though it had the best sounding flow, it's just that it sounds too much like a Lil Wayne song.
That's who you remind you of?
It sounded exactly like a Lil Wayne song.
Interesting.
So I did not like that.
I thought it was all right.
Yeah.
It was a little better than I expected, for sure.
All right.
Because he was doing some rapping, which I wasn't expecting. Yeah. I didn't know much about him, but the little that I had heard is more the melodic-y shit. So, you know, I thought it was average. It was a little bit above the linear curve in terms of this class, I feel.
Yeah, and now, especially given his freestyle when he was singing more so in the freestyle. Mm-hmm, so to hear him like do more of the rapping, he was like, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm getting to see you just, you know, rap, you know what I'm saying, full on. So
yeah,
was
which
high.
I appreciated that a lot. Because
I appreciated that too.
That's like him literally being like, I'm in this rap and hip hop shit. Like, I can do that. I can rap if I fucking want. Like, you know what I'm saying? Which I appreciated. Yeah. And he was talking about something again, which I liked. He was talking about
about some real shit.
Some real shit.
But I didn't like that that pissed off sequence he had.
What did he say?
He was like, I'd be really, really pissed off. And then the next line was like, pissed off.
In the beginning, it was kind of like, like, you know, but.
Some of his flow choices are a little weird sometimes. Like, I remember in the freestyle when he was like, they was watching us starve. Like, I don't like when rappers, like, I don't like.
Stress that note and
then say. It was memorable, but I don't like when rappers carry, like, they rhyme with something that's not even the end of the sentence.
Yeah.
And then they go to something else. It sounds so awkward sometimes.
I feel you on that because that's how I felt at first. But the more I listened to it,
you just kind of got catchy. Also, it's catchy as fuck. I can't lie. But I was like, ew, when I first heard that.
So yeah, but I don't know. His shit was aight.
It was great.
Now, Tierra Whack.
No, I'm joking. Okay.
I feel like she's the only one that did the acapella flow justice. You see, my boys, X and Ski, they tried to do that shit, but it didn't sound right because they didn't put their all in it. They just wanted it to be a meme, I guess. But Tierra Whack, she actually spit some shit, and she was actually freestyling some of the shit.
I personally liked when X did it. I didn't like when Ski did it because it was kind of just like
when X did it. I remember, we did a video about that. I remember when X did it. I don't remember having an opinion on it because I was just like, okay, he's talking really low. It's like
he painted a very vivid picture to me. I like that.
You know, the lyrics were there. I just thought that like the energy was kind of like lagging.
It was weird to put him in that cipher with the hype niggas, but it kind of worked. It kind of worked though because it's like he's a part of their like generation, but he's
so
like,
different from them.
Sometimes he can just switch that shit up completely. But I digress. Back to Mrs. Whack. Miss Whack.
She had some memorable bars. I liked her flows.
Yeah, she was I'm assuming this is why she didn't do a freestyle. This may be her reason because she's like, well, I'm going to freestyle this fucking verse. Yeah. Like, I'm going to be the only one that actually does a freestyle.
A legit one.
You know what I'm saying? So she gets points for that from me for sure. Because freestyling is not easy, especially to that level for most of the bars were pretty good. They were like, oh, shit, okay. Damn, that you thought of that really fast. You brought that together.
You can tell she has practice.
It was definitely. It was some parts where she was slipping a little and brought that shit back. You know, it was some bars that I did not like, even if it's a freestyle. It's kind of like,
Wait a minute, a beach towel falls too.
It was funny because I didn't even notice.
I didn't notice that either, but she caught her own
stuff. She caught herself. She's like, I can't have these niggas saying this shit online. They're like, hold up, a fucking beach towel falls
she was
too.
Like, and then she was like, I'm a man. W-O at the beginning.
That was the worst line for me.
Yeah, it was kind of like, you could. It's the way you said that.
It was like, I know she freestyled that. But it came off so awkward. He's like, I'm a man.
W-O at the beginning.
Whoa. That was awkward as fuck. Like, that's just so funny. I'm a man. Like, imagine a girl just run. Like, I'm like, why did you? I don't know. It's like when you and your homies used to freestyle, and they used to accidentally say some gay shit or something.
And then, no
homo. Like, that's kind of how the vibe I got from it, because it was just kind of like, I'm a man. Oh, fuck.
Put a W-O
at the beginning. And I know I saw the Fantano review. He really liked that line.
I was like, I don't get it.
I mean, she brought herself. Clever.
I found it clever.
She said, I'm a man. W-O, that's how you spell woman. How is that clever?
You could have just said, you could have just said, I'm a woman a different way.
I'll say she saved herself.
Yeah, she saved herself. Because
she was like, fuck, I didn't mean to say that. W-O at the beginning. I'm a woman. Okay, cool. But I didn't think, like, it broke even for me. I wouldn't say it was bad or good. Like, it was kind of just like, okay.
For me, it was
kind of awkward. Well, no, it was bad. It was bad.
It was awkward for me. If I'm being honest, it was awkward for me when I first heard it. Because it was just kind of like, because she said, I'm a man. Put a W-O at the beginning. And it was just kind of like, no, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we know. Like, you know what I'm saying? And like, I guess, like, see, it's just for me, it's not what she was saying. Oh, yeah, I'm a woman. You know what I'm saying? It's the way you could have said that or accentuated that detail of your freestyle better. Mm-hmm. By instead of saying, oh, I'm the opposite sex, but then you add like the two other letters on the front of it to like, we know you're a woman. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't.
Was she trying to say something deeper with that?
That's what I'm.
Like, she's like, we're the same. I just got a couple letters at the front.
I feel like.
I don't know. Maybe. If she could have took it in that direction, that would have been cool. Like, maybe if she's like, I don't know. I'm not going to give her no fucking advice. But yeah, maybe if she was going for that. Okay, cool, but it came off a little clunky, I'll say that. Maybe she was going for that. Like, we're the fucking same. I just have two fucking letters at the beginning of what I am. Maybe.
Didn't she have a line about being the queen of Philly or something like that? She said something like that, right? Like, she said something about being the queen of Philly or, like, Philly was involved. Whatever Philly line that was, I think she said, I'm the queen of Philly. Or I'm the queen of my city.
She probably said like that. Yeah, she probably said queen of my city, Philly. Something like that in the beginning.
Queen of my city, Philly. Because, like, her flow is very, it was very reminiscent to me of, like, somebody who was doing, like, spoken word poetry or something like that.
Spoken word,
she's
a spoken word poetry. I fuck with that.
Yeah, me too. So I'm like, okay, yeah, I fuck with that. And that's a perfect energy to have if you're doing a cappella.
Exactly.
That's perfect.
So she brought that shit. Now, I really like that last line she had where she was like, my next pet gonna be a giraffe because I'm coming for next.
Yeah, queen. I like that. I like that.
Yeah, not to downplay her, for the most part, her shit was really good. Like,
the wordplay
she was pulling up just out of her head is really impressive.
And yeah.
I liked it overall.
Yeah.
I feel like she really, I don't know why they always have this like caveat where one person doesn't rap on the beat, but I guess it worked for this one since she's a freestyle. Yeah, she's really the only one or one of the few people that did it like with a theme. It's like, I'm doing this for a reason. Yeah. Instead of, sometimes I think niggas just do it just for like, just for clout. Oh, it's different. Yeah. Like, you know?
Yeah, she had actual purpose behind the words she was saying and why she said them. And you can tell just by the way she was, her expression, the way she was moving, the way she was feeling. She was really into it and she was confident in it. It's just like, you know, just that one bar that we spoke about. And for the most part, other than that, though, I thought that listening to him, like, yeah, this shit is good. Like, I'm expecting good shit from her. So I was, you know, I was like, held up to that.
I feel like she killed everybody there with that.
Yeah, and that cypher, she was the best one.
I like this little segment. Well, I did, another line that was pretty bad was, I'm the shit, so please don't be mad when I stink.
I kind of like that.
But I did like this section. You ride in Uber pools, hot, but I'm super cool. Make hits, Mayweather on you, April Fools. That shit was pretty. That shit was tight.
I like that.
That shit was hard. And she also said something, missing tooth, so here's proof.
Yeah, I remember that line. I thought that was clever.
She said, I need space like missing tooth. Now this is proof. That's funny. That's how you do it, Corday, if you want to reference space and shit.
Because then she actually acted out the metaphor.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, because it's like, that's some shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's more to it than just, I don't know.
Like a semicolon.
Grammar.
A
semicolon.
A grammar line.
He going to imitate a semicolon.
I'm going to end this shit like a period. Like, you know? Yeah. Like, hold up. It's kind of hard.
My niggas are too mysterious, but I'm going to just end this shit like
a period. And then stop
that's
rapping.
Definitely a Corday line. That's definitely a Corday line.
I'll beat your ass if you run up on my crew like a child at the zoo or a kid at the beach. I keep talking about the beach, but I'm trying to dig deep in the sand. That's funny. She referenced, like, I keep talking about the fucking beach. Cause she's
that's
like,
how you know it was a freestyle. Like, she was observing
I was talking
her
about
bars.
Beach towels, and she's like, fuck. But I like that. I like that. Oh, bumping John Lennon in my all-white linen suit, getting loose. Your boo think this a kissing booth. I dip and shoot. That's pretty cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
But yeah, her wordplay definitely stood out for sure because it was nothing to listen to but that. And it was like, oh shit, she's doing this off the dome. Like, yeah, yeah. So it was cool.
So overall, which one of the ciphers did you think overall was the strongest one?
In the ciphers, it's definitely Tierra Whack.
No, I'm talking about like as a collective, like the best cipher.
Oh, the best. Let's see. Let me think. The first one, it brought a great amount of entertainment.
Yeah.
They gave me the worst nigga. Then they gave me the bitch that smushed him out the way. Then they gave me the singing nigga. And then they gave me the hood nigga. That was entertaining as fuck. So
they gave me the bitch that smushed him out the way.
That one was hard to watch it for a while. I'm not gonna lie. I think maybe the second, just because it was like two people that I thought were pretty good. So
Yeah. The energy in that one was amazing.
And Blueface, he contrasted them well. Like, you know, yeah. That was really the only cipher that kind of fit. Even, you know, yeah. But so I'll say the second one.
I did like DaBaby and Megs in the first one. But the other people in that kind of brought the whole thing down together. As a whole. It was together, man. I'll go with the Tierra Whack and them because, like, as a whole, it was kind of like, okay, all three of them held their own a little bit better than even if DaBaby and Meg probably had two of the three greatest in total, in my opinion, the other people in there just dragged it down just too much.
Yeah.
Whereas versus Tierra Whack, like all three of them, Tierra Whack was just the best one, but the two of them weren't bad.
Yeah, all
like,
three of them did their thing.
All three of them did their thing in their own little way.
Yeah, and they all had better bars.
Yeah.
Now, what I wanted to mention about Lil Mosey, I know we're being really hard on Mosey, you know what I'm saying? He probably wouldn't care, though. But I'll say it's not entirely his fault. What happened is not entirely his fault. Because these cipher pairings were so bad.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who – did they listen to who these artists are? Because I'm like, why does the second cipher where these niggas' styles are the most similar – they're not even that similar, but they're the most similar of the other pairings. That's the one where the beats get switched up? But the first one where you got Lil Mosey and Megan Thee Stallion on the same cipher, you keep one singular beat. Because I'm like, if you listen to Mosey, what the fuck is he going to do to that beat? Nothing at all. Literally nothing. YK Osiris had to sing over it. Like, if you're talking and there's, like, music in the background that you don't want to hear. So it's like, bruh, why didn't they put Mosey, YK Osiris, and Roddy Ricch in the same cipher? All the singing niggas, put them in one cipher, give them some melodic beat or melodic beats if you want to switch shit up. Then put the more lyrical niggas in the lyrical cipher. And it was a shame that fucking Comethazine and Rico Nasty weren't in the same cipher. That would have been lit as fuck.
Yeah,
that would have been hard.
Put fucking Tierra Whack with Corday and put fucking Comethazine with Rico Nasty and mix it up like that. What the fuck are we doing with just putting all these different styles? I thought the Cyphers used to have a theme, but now
they
do. Just,
they used to, yeah.
But now that for this one, it's just kind of like just throw some niggas together, like because if you listen to YK Osiris at all. Even if you did a little bit of research like we did, or Lil Mosey, you would never have put them on that fucking beat. What the fuck are they going to do to that fucking beat?
Oh, man.
What in the shit are they going to do to that beat? For real. Like, what? I'm trying to... why? Because, so I will say it's not entirely his fault, because he would have at least been able to fucking melodize a little better on, like, a drippier beat. So he could at least, even if the bars were trash, he could do his flow, because that's really where a lot of the appeal comes from him, is his flow. Which is like, you know what I'm saying? It's a new wave. You got to accommodate for the times. You can't just put on these fucking basic ass beats and then just and do that shit.
And then
you
just expect them to come out with like, metaphors on, out bro. Their ass.
But yeah, that's what I wanted to mention for the
grouping. Yeah, I completely agree with you. The groupings are pretty trash. Because last year, I noticed that in the 2018 Cypher, when they had the one with Namir and Stefflon Don and fucking... No, well, basically, just the pairings last year were just way much better. It felt like like everybody was trying to make a song out of the beat because they just meshed so well together. Yeah,
but yeah,
I think that so this year do y'all know if they usually have like a process and how they group them or do they just say okay y'all is this all random pretty much or y'all feel like how that's how it was this year
usually
for sure.
It seems like they put the people that have similar styles together.
That's what I thought too.
But for this one, it just seems like they were maybe trying to put one big person in each group to get buzz, to get generate some
even that I would have put DaBaby and Megan maybe if you wanted to spread out the stardom in separate ones because that's like
two big names.
Yeah, that's two hot names right now, especially too.
Whoever put the Cyphers together, it was a bad call.
I did not like
that. Like they didn't do if they were going for variety, they didn't do it justice because the beats weren't different. Everybody was kind of having to do the same thing on the beats, and it's kind of just like nah.
So overall this year, what are we giving XXL overall out of 10? What are we giving everything? The whole concept, the formatting, including everything this XXL year in total, period, out of 10?
Week 5.
Week 7.
I'll give it a 5.5. I'll give it a 5.5.
I might give it a strong 4.
Damn!
Week 5, strong 4. Week 5. Yeah, week 5.
Okay.
I'll
live with that. Yeah, we just pulled a Friday meme.
Right? Yeah, we did.
Trying to. That was the funny part.
Now, two of the XXL artists just dropped some albums over the weekend.
Yes.
As expected, because, they got to get that XXL.
Gotta pick
buzz.
Up the clout bucks.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Why are people saying your name? Oh, I got this project. Go ahead, check it out.
You know what I'm saying? Let's introduce them and let's tell people a little bit of the method of the madness for this. So we picked three albums that came out last week, and we decided to just do a triple album review just, for the fun of it. And the three albums are from Chance the Rapper, The Big Day, Comethazine, Bosky 3.5, and YBN Cordae, The Lost Boy. So we ranked these albums amongst each other so that we could give a consistent list of which one we thought was worst to best, encompassing all of our scores. So we each gave each album a score of 1 to 10, and this is how the order ended up being for worst to best.
This is kind of like our top three.
Yeah, this is a stand-in for our top three combined with a review. So for number three, what were the ratings that y'all gave for
Comethazine?
So
number three was Comethazine.
Number three is Comethazine. Yeah. His project ended up averaging the worst score from 1 to 10.
Bitch ass nigga. Bitch is hit. Mafia.
Yeah, he averaged. Like a 4.0. He averaged a straight 4.
Straight 4?
I gave him a 2.5.
I felt that shit in my heart, man. God damn, that shit like it's my album.
We are?
It,
oh,
I mean, it,
oh, all right. Well, that, I'll just say, y'all can save y'all. But that's a spoiler for me. I gave this shit a 2.5. I guess we can cut it if you want. But let's just get into this album.
Okay,
let's just overall thoughts, I guess.
All right, so, well, first, let's start off with what we think is good about it. What we like about it.
I can go first.
All right, go ahead.
For me...
Absolutely nothing.
I ain't gonna lie, it wasn't much that I liked about this album. It was a couple songs that I did like, for sure. But I can't really see myself coming back to most of these at all. Like, I was like listening to it and picking songs that I like, but I'm like, do I really like this song, or am I just like trying to pick songs that I like because I have to? Like, it's an album. It's like, yeah, well, they're not all bad. So it's like, what are the songs I like the best, really, is what it turned out to be. But yeah, man, what I liked, what I said to y'all is like, it's good workout music. That's the best thing I could say. For when I was listening to it, just sitting down, chilling, I was like, as a piece of art, I can't really get out to this. But if I was at the gym, just trying to get pumped up and just working out, I'll put this on maybe and just be like, here's some crazy shit, you know, and skip a few songs. But, you know, that's how I felt. It's good workout music. I can't say it's good on the way to the function music. I can't give it that stamp.
Yeah, I can't really give it that either.
It's pretty tough.
For me, what I liked about this album was how short it is, how easy it is to listen to. And
two.
Okay.
And overall, I just kind of like the improvement of the songwriting. That's really the main thing that I like about this album. You can see that he's improved on getting his lyrics down and trying to tell a story, but shit, I'm going to save the cons for later. What are your pros?
Wait, so we're giving the ratings after the review of the album is done?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, so the pros are, at least he's not necessarily boring to listen to because of how he raps.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? At least that'll keep you somewhat engaged. But, you know what I'm saying? And I like, you know, some of the, like, two beats. I think the Hench Mafia beat was cool. I like that song. That's one of the stronger ones, I think. And I think it's another song on there called Act.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think those two beats are probably the best ones. Other than that, I really don't got much to say about it.
I'll say one more positive thing. I think his fans would really like this, or like the younger generation.
Yeah, I think the younger
will
generation
really like this because, like, it perfectly encapsulates that SoundCloud sound. So I'll say that as a pro, but I have a con for that for later. But I'll say that it perfectly encapsulates that stereotypical big 808s, you know, hard hitting ass beats, distorted ass sound like that that you accompany with SoundCloud, you know, and meme rap culture and all that shit. So for that, I think his fans will really like this because it's just more of what he does. And if you like what he does consistently, yeah, you're definitely gonna like this because it's just what he, it's just his thing.
Now, see, it's interesting that you brought that up because for me, one of the cons of this project is the beats. The beats, they sound too standard for me. Mm-hmm. And in fact, he's not even using the same producers as he was on his first two projects. He's using a completely new set of producers. So it's not even really like his sound that I've come accustomed to.
Yeah.
It's really just him making the beats. I mean, it's really just his energy that makes the sound of this project. And shit, another con, like you said yesterday, there wasn't really no true standout tracks or true bangers that come out of this, even though it's supposed to be a banger project. I didn't really see any songs on this one that are like, oh fuck, everyone's gonna love this one.
Yeah.
For this one, it was really like, oh, I like that song. I could probably play that a few times. That's really it for me. But especially compared to his other albums, bro, man. Coming from me, who's actually listened to all of the three Boskies, I feel like, as far as like songwriting is concerned, this one is the best. But as far as like making enjoyable songs, shit, what was that concept I told y'all? Oh yeah, so the purple one, that's the meme songs. The green one is the turn up songs, and the red one, this one is probably just the I don't even know. I don't know what this is. What else? I don't like how the label is trying to market this nigga as like a murderous rapper. I can't really see that. I cannot imagine this nigga living a lifestyle of like, oh, I got all these guns, I'm finna kill all these niggas. I cannot imagine that, bro. I can't imagine that with him. And that's where they're trying to market him as.
I mean, yeah,
like a nigga with all these guns that'll kill you and shit. That's what they told him to be like at the XXL shit, and it felt a little forced to me.
Yeah, I feel that he definitely don't. He don't. Yeah, it kind of. Yeah, if he says that, it does come off like it's more of a gimmick than him actually being like that in real life. Yeah, this tape, it just wasn't, yeah, for the most part. And then, again, I'm judging him on his own scale. I'm not judging him on a general scale, because then I could be like, I was being nice by the rating I really gave, if I'm being truthful. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not, like, I don't listen to him. So, like, that's, a good point. It's like, well, if you like this type of music, or if you like him, you'll probably like this sound, you know what I'm saying, some of it or whatever, but it's just not, you know what I'm saying, generally what I ascribe to.
And what I'll say, man, is, like, Nemo, I think you're right. Like, first off, the murder shit is overkill. It's way too much overkill. It's like, it's so much that I'm kind of bored of it. Like, because it's not like he's bringing that much new to it, to where it's like, oh my God, he said he was going to kill him like this or whatever.
Like, oh, he's a machete.
He going to do that. But it's kind of just like, it's too much. It's like every song you're just saying, kill the nigga. And it's just like, all
right. That's how it was,
I feel like,
yeah,
I'm kind of getting too, like, when I was listening to this project, I was like, I feel like I'm kind of getting too old for this shit. Like,
just, that's low-key how I felt.
Yeah.
I was like, I feel like maybe if I was 15 or 16, this shit would be,
we was at Rita and we would have been like, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was like, I don't give a fuck about any of this. Like, again, it's like, maybe he is this killer or something, but I don't buy it. Like, it sounds forced. It sounds like overkill. Because all the niggas that we know that, like, rap about shit like that, they diversify their portfolio a bit. So it's kind of like they come back to it, or they'll talk about it in an extremely vivid way that it's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
You did that? You had to do that?
You had to deal through that?
Yeah, but this is kind of just like meme shit. So it's like, I can't really take it that seriously.
I'm not leaving no evidence. I got
I'm not.
I'm going to go buy some new shoes.
And it's like, well, all right, bro.
But he said it in the most kind of aggressive, you know what? Blood on my shoes. Man. So I got to go to Foot Locker and get some new ones.
And he sounds so standard on this album. I'm kind of losing a bit of the Camethazine I really started to like at first, like with songs like Walk and some
Let
of his other
eat,
popular,
like, Let It Eat.
Yeah, some of his other more popular songs that I'm like, these stand out for some reason that I really couldn't grasp. But it's, I mean, the production for him has to be crazy, because he can really go off on some really great beats. But for this, it was so standard, is what I'm saying he sounded like the quintessential SoundCloud rapper,
yeah,
to the point where all the beats sounded like Camethazine type beats instead of
exactly
an actual Camethazine beat.
Exactly, for real. That's why he should have worked with the producers was coming up with. Because
I was so surprised. I was like, it's really not one hit on here. It's no song that I'm going to be like, okay, this is the next hit for like the next year, few months or whatever. Like, no song on there could I really be like, oh, this shit is fucking, this is my shit. All of it was kind of just like, I can't lie, bro. I was bored, bro. It was the same shit.
It
over
felt like
and over.
A task to listen
to
it.
Bro.
I was bored.
Honestly, bro, here's something I would say. So, in that Tyler interview, he talked about a lot of things. And one of the things he said was, damn, niggas really make the same album three times. That's what I felt like when I was listening to this. And I was like, damn, bro, I don't want this to be the case for Camethazine.
Yeah.
But that's really what it feels like, especially since it's Bosky 3.5 instead of 3.
Or instead of 4.
Yeah, why is it 3.5?
Instead of 4.
He said he just felt like
it was a 3.5.
He said he just said,
I'm still
3.
Halfway fucking with 3, so I'm not all the way to 4
see,
yet.
That's kind of funny. I need more shit like that in the songs. There were a couple lines that he said, oh, man. Oh, shit, I have some pros. Fuck. There's this one song.
And don't get us wrong now. There are some memorable bars on this.
Yeah,
there are
some memorable bars on here for sure. Like, probably my favorite song, or one of my favorite songs on here, like, it was one song that I was just like, okay, all right, yeah, this, okay, I got this, is funny, like, I can get down to this. Fuck, what was the song? Hold on. I think it was, I don't know, it's some Dangerous, maybe.
Dangerous. Wait,
God Don't Like Ugly.
Real quick before you get into your
no,
pros.
No, not that one.
Oh,
wait, I don't know, because okay, what were we finna say, Ra?
Real quick, before you get into your pros, I just want to hear what he talk about Stand.
Oh,
why you thought Stand was so terrible.
I forgot to mention that, too.
Stand probably is the worst song I've ever heard. Definitely the worst song I've heard this year. Because I was like, okay, bro, I'm listening to the song. Keep in mind, this song started off as a breath of fresh air. Because it's just back-to-back,
just
same type of beats.
Just acapella.
Then
shit.
He starts off acapella. I'm like, okay. First, I was bored. I was like, he's just going to come right back in with the fucking standard beat again, isn't he? But then he was taking his time. He said like four things. I was like, oh, this shit is going to be fucking hard. I was like, oh, I can't wait till the fucking beat drops. This shit is finna be fucking insane. I was like, don't in my mansion. I was like, oh shit. And the beat never dropped. And I was like, what
in
the
I was like,
what the fuck is this?
I skipped it. Listen, hold on, I ain't gonna lie. I skipped it like 10 seconds. I was like, he's still doing. I'm like, I skipped another 15 seconds. I'm like, okay, what song? I'm a song.
Yeah, I was like, I know he's finna drop the beat. But then he got to the point where it's like, okay, well, he missed his opportunity. So even if he drops it now, I'm not finna be hype. I was hype at first. He missed that perfect threshold. Then I was like, oh, there's no beat on here at all. And he's just a cappella singing about trap getting shit. Top in his mansion. I'm like, what the fuck is this? What? Who thought this was a good idea? For real. Like, did anybody listen to that shit and was like, that shit's hard? For real.
No.
Because, bro, I saw some reactions where niggas were like that.
No way. Because what is hard? Like, you're not even, there's not even a beat.
Because how is this hard? If
there's, exactly. He's not. He's, there's what no the beat. Fuck is
it's
it?
Acapella, how can it's you, acapella ass juice.
You can't even sing to that song. Like, it's just some shit to listen to for a few seconds.
For
a few minutes. And then you're like, what the fuck was that?
Now, when he dropped the video for that song, like, a month ago, I felt the same way. The exact same way.
He dropped a video for that?
Yeah, like.
For that song, Stand?
Yeah, like a month ago.
What?
That's the one he chose.
Why? No, but like for real, bro. No, like,
okay, that's a legit
how
question.
How could anybody, like, especially from Comethazine? I'm trying because
your beat stand.
And
usually.
It's like it's not like he was saying some like super lyrical shit or anything. He kept saying the same thing over and over.
It was like a hook.
He kept saying the same hook over and over. It was like, bro, it's like you know when like you make a song and you forget to save some assets, and it was like he just. Accidentally kept copy and pasting the hook on a beat that he forgot to add the drums to. And he's like, fuck it. I'm just put this shit out. Because what there was, it almost wasn't a song, bro. Yeah. It almost was, I don't know what that
it
was.
It was a tree without the leaves, man. It was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was like, what was that?
I took that as an interlude. And I'm actually glad he put that like dead in the middle. Because if it was anywhere else, then it would have been mad.
That would have been the perfect time to put some like energy back into the tape, though. Because I was like, oh, this shit is finna be hard as fuck. Because he's starting off just. The background sounds were cool. I was like, oh, he better fucking tear this
shit
up.
I thought the beat was going to drop hard as fuck.
Yes, bro.
That's what I thought the first time I saw it.
Because it was so quiet and reverby.
I thought it was going to be like, oh, shit. I thought this shit was going to come on hard.
But nothing happened. So that's why it was the biggest letdown. I was like, this is going to be some Comethazine shit that I love.
That's like a roller coaster going up and up and up and up. And then when you get to the top, you just kind of like, just like this.
And it just keeps going across. Up and up and
you
up.
You go across.
And you just get off at the top and
you go
walk
across
back down.
And you go back down backwards.
Slowly.
Slowly. And you're just on the roller coaster. Like, I thought we was trying to drive. You get to the top and you're about to drop and then you just back up.
That was horrible.
And you just go back.
It was worse than like those beats on SoundCloud where it's like, oh, I can't wait for the drop. And then it's the most watered out fucking.
Imagine hearing that shit in your whip. You're thinking, bro, the speaker's about to be fucking. Bass about to be crazy. And
what do you
just
do
like,
to that? It's not. He didn't even have multiple layers in the background doing a bunch of ad-libs to where you can jam out to that or anything.
He just had like some.
Yeah, just
some,
like a little basic ad-libs. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Yeah, bro, I hated that song.
What were your pros?
Oh, I was going to say there was this one song where he was like doing some a little bit of something different. I'm like, okay, I like this from Comethazine. If you're going to be rapping all this murder shit or whatever without much substance, I need the lines to at least be funny. And especially the ones in between where, like, I think he was talking about a murder or something. He was like, then he went to Popeyes and he said, shout out to Popeyes for keeping it crunchy.
Did I not tell you about that line?
Yeah, I was like, now that shit was funny as fuck.
I said, listen, I texted him right after I heard that. I was like, did the nigga just say, shout out to Popeyes for that crunchy chicken?
Yes! I was like, okay, that's what I like to hear.
But see, I was like, when I first said it, I was like, what the fuck? All I can do is laugh. Yeah. That's all you can do is laugh.
I need that. At least, like, that's where Ugly God
shout out to
in.
Popeyes, you know, for that crunchy chicken.
He's like, shout out to Popeyes for keeping it crunchy. Like, he said it like he was like,
you're trying to get a market.
Nigga and I just ate some fucking chicken.
Bro, y'all need to see
put the honey on hot sauce.
Shout out to Popeyes for keeping it crunchy. It was like,
was you in a commercial?
Was that an ad in the middle of this fucking murder song? Like, yeah, it was so funny.
By the
bro.
Way, go get a box for $5.
I was like, and he said like two other stupid ass goofy shits in that song. I was like, yes, this is what I need. I need dumb shit. If we're going to be making this stupid rap where it's like we just saying shit,
then be dumb.
Then be stupid and say some stupid shit and say fucking shout out to Popeyes for keeping it crunchy. That shit was funny as fuck.
Don't get you a box for $6.29.
Yeah, nigga. special chicken you
Popeye's better
week.
Reach out. Popeye's better reach out.
I would love to see him on a commercial.
Especially with
shout out to Popeye for keeping it crunchy.
Bro, that would be the latest endorsement
but
ever.
I felt that shit. Because Popeye's be keeping that shit crunchy.
Popeye's they is
do,
crunchy. Though.
Do they not?
They do. They,
like, when
he
said
didn't
that,
lie.
When he said that,
he did not
I,
lie.
I felt that like I was eating some crunchy ass Popeye's.
And I had Popeye's. I had Popeye's a couple days ago. So shit.
I was like, yeah, a shout out, bro.
You know, every time I go to Popeye's, I'm going to think about coming to Zing's marketing campaign. Yeah.
When he says weird, stupid shit like that, it's like, I like that because it's so niche and weird. It's like, what the fuck? Like, oh, yeah, okay. So that, I think that was dangerous, if I'm not mistaken. I don't remember, but.
It was one of those songs where he was trying to be like poppy with the beat type shit.
Yeah.
So, Nima, what's your overall rating for the Come at the Zine album?
For me, oh shit, what did I give this bullshit? Oh, I gave it a strong 5. No, actually, I should really change that shit to a weak 5. No. Strong 5.
Okay, what did I give this shit? I gave it like a 4.5, I think, or something.
Yeah, you gave it you just gave it a straight 4.
I gave it a 4. Yeah, man, and that was still me just being like, but as objective as I possibly could, just because, you know, it's not really my type of shit to listen to. Plus, it's just, like some of the same gripes that we all had, that y'all had. It was just kind of like, nigga, like,
I'm going to say the two lines that I really liked. It was dangerous, by the way. And he said, what the fuck did he say? Oh, he said,
from all of that hugging and kissing, you stuck with an ugly condition. And all of my bitches are tens. I got about 10. Yes, I'm in a lovely position. Put a price on his head, cost me 10. Bitch, I'll pay for a sin. If he kill you, he complete the mission. Uber Eats is arriving in 10. Bitch, I'm high with the munchies. Shout out to Popeyes for keeping it crunchy.
That section was funny.
Yeah, that was probably his best set.
He's maybe like making fun of a bitch with herpes, and then he's like, "And I'm
you're in a
fucking
bad
Popeye's
position,
chicken nigga."
Wait, hold
like,
on.
Okay,
wait, hold on. Why did he say some shit the way a doctor would say, like somebody who cared would say it?
That's
you're in a bad position.
Condition.
But then you're in a bad position. It's like you're a gangster showing some semblance of care. You're just like you're in a bad position.
He's like that's an ugly condition.
That's fucked up. And
I like that song. I did like that song.
So
well,
dangerous?
I liked at least that section,
That was probably, to me, that's probably one of his most memorable moments. That's the most memorable shit on the whole thing.
I remember initially I gave this fucking tape a 1.5 because I was like, there's nothing for me here. And I was like, what the fuck is this for the most part? It was mostly just like a wash over me, like when you watch one of them YouTube ads, but you're not really paying that much attention. But for the few songs I did like, plus I was like, this is good workout music 100%. So I was like, I bump it up to a 2.5. I wanted to give it a 3.5 to like be funny, like Bosky 3.5 gets a 3.5, but it wasn't that good.
Oh,
he said it wasn't good.
I just couldn't be real. I couldn't in good conscience.
That would have been fun, but
I
think you can do better, Come at the Zine. You definitely can. I feel like
you
maybe
better.
Didn't
you
give
do better.
You probably didn't give a fuck about this. Really, you're like, let me get some shit out to fucking capitalize off this fucking XXL. You definitely can do better, and you've done better. So I would say, you know, go back to your roots. Keep the funny lines up. Maybe mix it up a little bit with the murder shit. Maybe talk about, I don't know. It would be funny to hear him talking the way he does, but talking about a regular-ass day where he's just slightly pissed off with shit.
Woke up in the fucking morning.
This
and
bitch ain't
give
me
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah. This bitch ain't give me my receipt. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, that would
this
be
bitch
funny.
Trying to make me tweak.
Yeah, there you go. But, yeah.
Yeah, so overall, I didn't think the album was good, though.
So that was our lowest album.
Yeah.
Now, what I can say, or what I want to say, is I want to see where he goes in the future, because he's got 3 Boskies out. Don't make your 4th one be Bosky 4. Please don't. Please don't.
So he's just starting just another new, totally
make
new
an album.
Just make a legit album.
Okay. Okay, that'd be better.
That you actually really care about a lot.
Are you actually going to put some more, like, that you're actually crafting it to be, like, a certain, like, you want it to be perceived a certain way. You just don't care. You want people to care.
Because right now it seems like he doesn't care that
you
much.
Don't care?
He's just kind of like, well, I'm doing this right now.
No, I feel like he cares about the sound that he's crafting. I just think that there could be more thought put into the concept of whatever he's trying to do.
Yeah,
because
at least,
it's like 3 Boskies in a row.
Starting
and
to get
kind of lazy,
bit,
and they
copy
all
kind of
and they all kind of sound a bit similar.
Yeah,
it gets kind of old.
That's a little bit what we were talking about. Like, where is he going to go from here? How is he going to diversify when most of what he does is just the same thing?
Yeah,
he really mostly relies on the beats. Which, admittedly, when he gets a good one, he does his thing. But you know,
So
on to the second album,
which out of the three. the second highest rated, second lowest rated, the one in the middle was
The Big Day.
The Chance Big Day. The Rapper. Chance the Rapper, yeah.
If you blink, you might miss it. You gotta click it or ticket. You gotta go get it before it's gone. End it quickly as if it's gone. Life is short as a midget, but mine's a little LeBron. Been a minute since Eminem was a blonde. I need a peace prize. Mom invented the bomb. A nigga wanted more.
We like this album slightly more than Bosky. What was the exact rating? Oh no, we would say that at the end, I guess.
Yeah. But oh wait, we set our collective rating at the beginning, and we have our individual ratings at the end.
We didn't really say the collective rating. We just said it was the worst.
For the commitment? Oh yeah, we didn't. Okay, yeah, shit. Right. It's cool.
So
what do we like about this?
So did we say the overall rating for Comethazine's thing?
Oh, the overall rating.
It was on a 4 something.
On an average, it was... Oh yeah, we just said it was a flat out 4.
It was a 4 even.
Was it?
I think so.
That was the average.
Oh, that's what Nemo said. Yeah. He did the math.
Okay, yeah, you did. Yeah.
So, okay. The Big Day. Now it's funny for me coming into this because I feel like I'm in the middle of two opposite ends of the spectrum.
Oh, God.
Once again. Right.
Let's see.
But, or at least that's last I heard. Things could have changed since I came back. But anybody want to give their initial thoughts? Y'all want me to go?
I'll go. Okay. Since I'm the most different, I guess. All right. So for full context or whatever, I am a Chance the Rapper, like listener, follower, fan. And coming into this album, I was actually like watching the lead up to this album and what he was going for so that I could have some realm of expectation. So when he said like a lot of people didn't see this tweet or see him say this until after the album came out, but he was like, oh, I want this music to sound like the music I danced to on my wedding night. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, I'm expecting like some kind of like dancey shit, like some party gathering type shit or whatever. Now, what I didn't expect was the album to be 22 songs. I didn't expect the album to be that long. Mm-hmm. But my initial thoughts after listening to the album, because like for me, at least with long albums, I'm like, okay, I look at long albums like, okay, how many of these songs are actually good? Like objectively speaking, okay. Out of this many songs, right. You know what I'm saying? When I'm judging a long album, okay, how many of them were actually good? That's my first lane of grading. And then it's like, how good are these good songs?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how I kind of went to it. So initially afterwards, I was just like, okay, I generally like it. Like, it sounds good. Like, sonically, I think it sounds good. Chance has some, you know, corny parts, but Chance has always been kind of corny to me. So that's to be expected from him. And then...
Didn't you say that about 17 to 18 of them you liked?
I thought 17 or 18 of them sounded good. I'm like, these aren't bad songs. You know what I'm saying? Cause like so something that I connect with or something that I think, oh, objectively, this doesn't sound bad, but there are parts of this song that I don't like. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, for you
were like, if 17 out of 22, basically I like it.
Yeah, it was like, it's not a bad album. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, yeah, those are my initial thoughts just on the surface level.
I'll go next. Or no, Nemo, why don't you go?
So we're talking about the pros, right?
We're talking about overall initial thoughts.
The initial thoughts.
Do you want to just talk about the pros first? Either way, I guess.
Okay. Fuck, now you put me on the spot. I don't know which one to go.
I'll give my initial thoughts. Then we can do your initial thoughts and then just go straight into the pros after that.
Yeah.
Just a little small piece. So, okay, so going into this album, I didn't know what to expect. Really, I've only really liked one Chance project really, really like a lot, which Acid. Was Acid Day. It was a really good album to
Acid
me.
Rap?
Acid Rap.
You combined 10 Day and Acid Rap.
Yeah, Acid Rap. I really liked that. Yeah, it definitely made him stand out. It was colorful. It was a lot of the best elements of Chance, I feel, that he kind of lost a little bit along the way, I won't lie. So I wouldn't say I'm a huge, huge Chance fan. Mm-hmm. I was definitely a big Chance fan at the time of Acid Rap, I guess. Mm-hmm. At least a fan of that project. So I didn't know what to expect, really. I was just like, let me check this shit out. I first looked and saw the track list and saw that it was the length of a goddamn director's cut of a goddamn 3-hour movie. So I was like, all right, word. I'm not going to enjoy this. I'm not going to enjoy the length aspect of it because unless that shit is just hitting, I don't know why people make these 28 million song albums. Because it's like, so I definitely have to take a break and come back, right? Like, what is this? Because it's like, I don't know, bro. It's for me, I feel like when you do that, you put in a lot of filler and fat that you don't need. I don't know why you don't just make it the B-sides, because I don't know. There's personally, in my lifetime, I haven't really heard any albums that are like over 21 songs, and they're like, oh, this album is amazing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Especially hip-hop, rap.
Nowadays, hell no.
Nowadays, hell no. Especially over the last 10 years. Because I'm like, what are you saying that requires that long, that much time? But, okay, that's how I went into it. But I was like, let me listen to this objectively. I was like, it's still, I was like, I'm excited to see what experience this is. And I went into it, and it, I'll get into it more. But overall, I would say it was just a monotone, kind of mediocre experience for me as a whole. It wasn't really that great, if I'm being honest. And there was definitely some parts that surprised me that I liked. But for the most part, I was like, nah, I ain't feeling this like that, to be honest. And then the length didn't help it because it felt like a chore after a certain point. But that's my initial thoughts.
All right. My initial thoughts, let's see. So me and Chance, we kind of have a weird relationship. Yeah, we were definitely engaged and all that. So
word. Stop. He was rapping about you.
So when Chance got popular in 2013, I kind of missed out on that wave because I was stuck on my finding myself phase, and at that time I found Future, and I was that was literally the only thing I was listening to. So by the time I actually felt like going back to listen to other music, it was about the time Coloring Book came out. So that was my first impression of Chance.
It was Coloring Book?
If I'm being straight up, Coloring Book.
Coloring Book?
Yeah.
So, I like that project though.
So with that, I was like, oh wow, I actually really like this. This is pretty good from Chance. Now, when I was telling that to the Chance fans, because I had some Chance fan friends. Yeah, I had some Chance fan friends, and they was like, oh, well, Coloring Book really isn't all that. You should really check out Acid Rap. So I'm like, oh, okay. I'll give Acid Rap a chance. And I...
No pun intended.
Damn, I keep on doing this shit. But I listened to Acid Rap, fucking loved it. I still like Coloring Book, but over the years, I just ended up falling more in love with Acid Rap. Because it was like, yeah, that's when Chance actually did drugs and was like on his real shit. On this one, he just on his gospel shit. And I'm like, oh shit, but I like both of them too. So.
That's when he was on his real shit.
We love him on acid. Drugs. Do acid again. I'm like, what the fuck?
But, so, yeah. So what would you say are the pros from this album?
The pros, he has some good flows, dude can rap. That's it. That's all the pros. Oh.
Okay. For me, there was a couple songs that I liked.
Name them.
Okay.
I forgot. I wanted to name our best and worst songs from each album. I forgot I wanted to do that.
We kind of did that.
So for me, the pros, okay, there were just a couple songs that I liked, really, right? So let me read them off right quick. Okay. So I liked... And then some of these come with a little bit of caveats. I liked Do You Remember? But really, I only liked that song because of the hook. I didn't like Chance's rapping on that song
You put the asterisk right next to it.
Yeah, he did. It's cool.
I didn't like that. Yeah. So Eternal, I really like that song. I think that's probably
song.
I think that's probably like Chance's best singing to date. Yeah. Personally, when I first heard it, I was like, okay, nigga, so you can sing a little bit. But I guess when you stay in your range... Now, if y'all listen to the Dead End Hip Hop review, they hated this next song I'm finna talk about. Like, they thought it was trash through and through, like beat and everything.
What say.
Hot Shower.
Oh. They didn't like that song?
They hated everything about it, bro. They thought the beat was whack.
I thought the song was good.
They thought the beat was whack and everything.
I'm on Dead End side with this. That song was the worst song I've ever heard.
What?
I swear to God, that's the worst song.
I like that song.
I thought it was cool.
I hated that song with a passion.
Whoa. I mean, okay, cool.
Whoa, okay.
Hey, shit, you know what I'm saying?
You thought the beat was whack, too?
I hated the beat, too.
What? You didn't like any of the verses? You didn't like the baby verse?
Well, the baby saved it, so of course I'm going to like him.
This is what I'll say. Chance's rapping was very corny on this song.
Very corny.
But just the energy in it was so stupid. And, like, just, it was like, I was like, okay, I can't help but, like, nod my head to this fucking song. Like, it was a cool, like, Mimi rap song. It maybe was kind of out of place on this album, but I did like it. I can't lie.
See, I was trying to look at it from that perspective. I just couldn't do it, bro.
It's all good.
I could not.
So besides that, I liked elements of these next songs. I can't really say that these are like boppers, bangers, but they're pretty high up there. I liked Handsome. Wasn't Meg on that?
Yeah.
I didn't really like her on there. With the rapping part.
I thought she was cool.
Nah, I liked her singing part because her and DaBaby, actually, it's like the same thing when I'm saying, like, they keep the same flow for the most. It's like when they're rapping, it's like they know how to switch it up when it comes to, well, not DaBaby. I don't know. I haven't heard him sing. Like, Meg knows how to, like, mix it up in terms of when she's doing something different. It's like, I'm rapping, this is how I sound when I'm rapping. I'm singing, this is how I sound when I'm singing. That's what it felt like to me. But as a whole, I was like, the rapping part of it, I was like, I'm not really, it don't match the tone of the song. It doesn't match the beat.
I agree with you on that.
And then I liked Big Fish, Get a Bag, and Sun Come Down. Yeah, I guess Sun Come Down the most out of those last ones that I mentioned. I like those songs. Those were the songs that I felt had the strongest playthrough from beginning to end. Mm-hmm. That are like, these are enjoyable songs. Like, I like these. Like, there's definitely a few corny lines in here and there, whatever. But they're enjoyable. And I like the skits. I know.
Granted.
I like the skits, except for the last one. I like them all. And even the one with Susie Carmichael in there. I didn't like that one really at first, but it was still, I liked it. It was cool. I liked what he was going for with that.
Yeah, he had to tell a story with that.
I know the Dead End guys didn't like those either at all, but I like the skits. I think they were, I like those. So those are the positive elements for me, but yeah, we'll get into the cons in a second.
Is it on me for, like, I guess songs I liked or whatever?
Just pros. You can talk about songs.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, like, the pros for me, I think sonically, a good amount of these songs just sound pleasing to me personally. And some of the lyrical content, like what he was saying on that song, 5-Year Plan, I like some of the content he was saying, like, about, like, getting your, like, doing shit about your life, mm-hmm. planning shit out, you know what I'm saying? Like, and, like, getting your shit together, kind of, sort of. In that way, I kind of like some of those lyrics and that content of it. I like, same thing with Hot Shower, I guess. Like, that energy was just kind of like, bop your head energy. Yeah, it was just kind of like, I can't, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when the beat first come on, it's just kind of like.
Yeah, and I purposely, you sent that to me, but I didn't listen to it before.
I figured.
I was like, I'll be looking out for it, but I want to hear it in the context of the album.
But I sent it because of the exact reason that you said you liked it. I was like, I could see him, like, kind of fucking with this. The other elements, I mean, like, for why I liked what I liked is just basically the sound. And some of his rapping was really good on this. In certain parts, he had some strong moments combined with some damn Chance. Why did you say that? Like that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like on the surface, those are the two biggest reasons why I liked what I did like on this album. Mm-hmm. And, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, now we can get into like maybe the specifics.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Going to the cons.
Where do I begin? Now, when I was going into this album, I didn't know what to expect. I knew I would expect at least a combination of all the other albums that he made. But what I didn't expect was that he would put the worst elements of each album into this album. That's what I did not expect. That's literally what it sounds like. All the songs sound like they're from commercials. It sounds like Chance is trying to rap over commercial beats. It sounds like Chance isn't even Chance. It really just sounds like a nigga with a unique voice trying to bullshit his way through a bunch of commercially sounding ass songs. And here's another thing. He doesn't really try that many brand new ideas. And when he does, they come off extremely terrible. For an example.
Oh, shit.
For an example. The title song, The Big Day, that shit was so goddamn trash, bro. Bro, I thought there was a chance. I thought that song was going to be good because it's the title album. The beat sounded good when it came on, but then when Chance started doing his thing, that's where he lost me. And then out of nowhere,
the screaming.
He does the screaming shit, and I'm like, "What in the world made you go with that idea?"
You haven't been able to do scream well since Acid Rap, homie. Like, let that shit go.
Like, what? Oh my god. He didn't even say anything in the screaming either. He just blurted out random ass shit. What in the absolute fuck? What am I going to do with that? How am I going to get turned to that
dance
if you're not even saying shit?
Bro, imagine this on a playlist right after. What's that Comethazine song?
Fucking what, Stand?
Stand. And then this.
Man.
Now, what else? Let me get to the skits. Oh, my gosh. Now, the skits, I'm not going to lie. I did like hearing John Weatherspoon.
That was the voice I was talking about.
He was smart for making his skit first.
Yeah.
Because if it was anyone else but him, it probably would have been corny. Because
after that skit is when the album takes a fucking nosedive on some Logic shit. You know, someone said that this album is worse than a Logic album. Mm. I don't know if I can fully agree, but I think it's at the same level.
It's actually at the same level as, what's that one, Everybody? Maybe.
Nah, Everybody's better than
you think
this,
Everybody's
bro.
Better?
Everybody's way better than
maybe
this.
Not. What am I thinking of? The last? Ah, fuck it. I don't know what I'm talking about. Keep going.
Yeah, you're thinking about Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, I think.
Maybe.
But, yeah, niggas said that this is worse than a Logic album. I don't know. It's definitely at the same level, though. And it's,
recent Logic, for sure.
And it's definitely the same kind of sad regression that I saw. I really expected a lot of great things out of Chance the Rapper. He has an amazing flow. He's got amazing wordplay, impeccable bars, impeccable beat selection. But this album has absolutely none of that. Absolutely none of that. And that made me fucking mad.
He sounded like ESPN.
He sounds like his dad.
Yeah, he was like,
Chance,
I am so fucking disappointed in you.
You're a smart kid. You got all these things going for you, and you keep fucking up.
But you're so smart. You got straight A's, but you did some dumb shit.
What the fuck is wrong with you, Chance?
And what makes this... Okay, two more things. The length. The length is so fucking trash, bro. 22 songs, bro. You know what happened the last time I heard a nigga do a 22-song album? Juice WRLD happened, and that shit did not please me at all. Mm-mm. I mean, well, it has some bangers on there, no cap. But come on, bro, 22 songs, there's bound for at least 10 trash songs.
Yeah.
He was trying to, like, make an album that was as long as the actual entire wedding. Yes. So he's like from... Oh,
I mean, yeah,
shit.
So that's the theme of the whole album.
And that's another thing.
From walking her
the
out...
The lyrical content wasn't...
to the dancing.
That's another thing I have to add. The concept of the album, he completely hits... He completely misses the mark. Completely misses the mark! Bro, you know what he could have did with this concept? He could have talked about his wife. He could have explained how much of a good wife he... He could have told us a story about how they met. He didn't do that. He just said, I love my wife, about on 15 different songs. He said it in different ways. I love my wife.
Yeah.
Now, what the fuck is that supposed to do for me, bro? Yeah, you love your wife.
Damn.
But can I at least get to know a little bit about the story, guy?
So you want some more backstory?
Bro, that's literally what Mike said earlier.
Exactly.
He was like, why wouldn't you make the beginning songs leading up to it so we know the relationship? Because we don't know anything about
it. Because
he
literally just encapsulated that moment in that day. He didn't give us like the full context of their relationship.
Yeah, which it makes it... that wasn't that big of a deal for me personally, but it does make it a bit hollow because it's kind of like, it's just the concept of it. It's not an actual story. It's the concept of the wedding that we're listening to. Like,
we're
outside looking in, literally. Like, we're looking at pictures, and music is supposed to, you know, get inside your soul and
Paint your picture.
And put you there. That's at least the best ones do for me. Yes. So, yeah, I agree with a lot of what Nemo said. Man, like... But the thing for me is, like, with Chance, I kind of always thought after Acid Rap, he was pretty fucking corny. He tries to keep singing more than need be for him because he's not a great singer, bro. Eternal surprised me. I was like, oh, I know he's going to be singing on these shits and doing his weird spacey, singy, fucking rappy shit, which it doesn't work anymore for me. I don't know. It don't sound right. I don't know. I just feel like Acid Rap perfectly encapsulated his voice and sound in a creative, youthful way. Mm-hmm. And now it's kind of like he's kind of like, I'm trying to still kind of do that, but different and gospel-y, which I didn't even mind the gospel elements, but you got to infuse them right.
Yeah.
Some of these fucking features were very, very misplaced. I like Randy Newman.
He sounded
horrible on this album.
You didn't think he sounded good?
I thought he sounded bad on the album. He's not a bad singer at all, but it had no flow vibe. It was like he gave him like a hip hop beat and he was like, "Now sing over this."
I thought he sounded all right.
So yeah, and it's like some of the cohesion. One of my least favorite things is when a great hook leads into an average verse, or like a verse that's just, man, the hook was so juicy. How are you gonna put a verse that's not the same level? Because you're gonna take us from up here way back down. So when, especially with that, Do You Remember? The fucking hook was so great. Mm-hmm. For me personally, I was like, oh, if you can just keep that same energy throughout the whole song, and it just dropped down for me with his rapping. When We Go High, some of the worst singing he's ever done.
Oh, my we God.
Go high, whatever the fuck. Like, he did. Oh, I was like, God, what the fuck was that?
And I thought the instrumental for that was not bad. I just thought the singing
was, but it was like the singing wasn't there. It was like like, it's hard to describe because
so
it's
bad.
Like, yeah,
it's,
bro.
No, it's so bad.
It's like, I will give Chance this, bro. I think you put your heart into this one. I think it maybe was just managed poorly.
Yeah.
I will give you props for trying to do something grand and trying to do something big and trying to do something different. I can't knock you for that. I know, bro, I hope you're happy with the album. That's all I can say because as long as you made the album that you're happy with, you shouldn't really care what anybody else says. So I hope you sitting, because I know you sitting in that chair, recording that shit, putting all this shit together, 22 fucking songs. I know that process hopefully was extensive.
Yeah.
I guess. But I just think it was too much filler. So you're already at a disadvantage with that. And then it wasn't executed that properly, homie. I think you maybe tried to rush this one out and you should have just waited, you know what I'm saying, and kind of polished things a little bit more. Instead of, it sounded like maybe he focused more on making more songs for his theme instead of polishing the ones that he had. Because the very first song I didn't like at all. I gave that one a dislike. There's a couple songs I gave a dislike to so I can manage which ones I didn't like.
You see, I never see Huey dislike a video.
I had to, bro. I had to. And then the middle one, the ones at the beginning I liked, those first ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then after we got past Hot Shower or whatever, it was kind of like
the middle
bad. So that's all I can say for the most part. It was just a couple good things sprinkled in here and there, but yeah.
That's your overall thoughts, or you was just going off like most of your cons?
Those were mostly my cons.
Oh, okay.
With it, but you know, some of my overall thoughts are in there.
For the cons, definitely the length, because like Nemo always gets on me about, like, I complain about how long albums are. So I'm like, when I saw the track list, I'm like, okay, just all vert, you know what I'm saying? Like 22 songs, because like even when Charlamagne said, oh, I like the album or whatever, but he could have sliced some of the fat off, you know what I'm saying, at the very least.
I agree.
So
I feel like this would have been better
if it was like maybe 12. 10 or 12. That's what I'm saying. No more than 15.
The concept would have been cleaner.
Been if very good.
It'd have been more, well, it'd been more concise. Good,
but it would, the concept, because like we were saying, everything he's saying about the same topic is very surface level. So you can go ahead and kick that on 10 tracks.
Yeah. So that's one of the cons for me. And then like another con was like not only the length, but some of the like that Made in Teal feature, I just didn't like that. Like, I'm just like, why did you? Because I forget he's on the song.
I forget
he's on Double XL.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like,
I think some people forgot because
like when I'm listening to this song, when I replayed it back and back, I'm listening to it again for the beat and the baby's verse. I'll be forgetting that Made in Teal comes before the baby, and so when I hear that Off-White, I'm just like, I just think you could have not placed him right there. Like, if you wanted to put him on an album or whatever. Like, I like some of the, and I like some of the features. Like, I thought I liked Smino on Eternal.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that flowed really well.
That helped.
I guess I'll just go into my overall thoughts a little bit more. I like the first song. When I listen to Chance, and this is me personally, when I listen to Chance, based on what I've heard and, like, from Colin Brook, and kind of, again, since I saw what he kind of said before the album, what my expectations were, I expected some kind of, you know, Chance is like a very jovial kind of sounding dude sometimes. Like, he has a lot of music that's happy sounding. And I like John Legend on the first song. Do You Remember? It was kind of like hit or, like, it was like and for me, like, because the beat was kind of like, you know what I'm saying? It just didn't really capture me like that. Eternal is one of my favorite songs because, like, it just sounds good to me. Like, it feels like one of those songs you could play, like, any place. Like, people would be like, oh, okay, like, they can bop their head to it. Or whatever, Hot Shower is cool. For me, mostly for the pros of why I like this album, I like the songs that I like off this album, is just because they sound, like, good. Like, the the whole song in itself just is sonically pleasing to me. And like even the song with Gucci Mane, I was like, nah, bro. Like, and I was like, when the beat first came on, I was like, this sounds like some Gucci shit. And then Gucci came and told me something, yeah. And I was like, oh, he got Gucci on this. This is a different type of feature for Chance. You know what I'm saying? They have a Gucci on that. And I just, it never really picked up for me. I don't really care for Ballin' Flossin' like that. I think one of my favorite songs in there is 5-Year Plan, just because of the lyrical content and what he was saying. And that song sounds good to me as well. And like the Nicki Minaj features, like the fact that she got two, I was like, nah, see, that's another one where cringy. I felt like it could have misplaced.
But right quick, the only thing I'll say is the thing I didn't like about Nicki Minaj is that she closed out the album instead of Chance.
That was really weird. Yeah, that was weird. And like, shout out to Pierre Bourne for the slide around beat. I like that beat. That's one of the better beats on that album.
Yeah.
And yeah, most of what I like on this album, just the songs that I think sound good. I like the Knox Fortune verse, hook on that song, Let's Go on the Run. I think they're singing as well, but that song sounds like it sounds like some Dragon Tail shit. Like, it does remind me of like Dragon Tales. It don't sound bad. Like, the hook doesn't sound bad. It was just like, because even in that Beats interview that I told you guys he did, like, that's Zane's favorite song on the whole thing. And like, I like that song. But then like, when Chance heard that he liked it, Chance was like, oh, you like that one? Like, Chance is like reconfirming that, oh, you like that song? Like, so it gives you an idea. Like, maybe Chance made this album knowing that maybe like there's gonna be a certain section of people that don't fuck with this album. But this is maybe just how he was feeling. So like, the fact that he, for this album, that he didn't talk, at least he, like you said, he tried to do something different, which I appreciate that aspect of it or whatever, and it was something different other than just the typical shit like we hear in rap. To me, this is more of like an R&B album than like a rap album, kind of, sort of, even though, you know, like it had a more R&B elements than like just on him strictly rapping, because some of his bars were good. Like, I like the bar in 5-Year Plan, trying to decide who I'm going to put in my will and who I'm going to put in my won't. I like that bar. There are some strong moments on here, but the corniness of some of his lines and just like the fact that some of the songs just don't capture you like how I thought they would, and the length of it hurts it for me. The diversity of the content, like, yeah, you love your wife. We really like, we know the backstory kind of in real life. Like, you cheated on her, she gave you another second chance. Like, you're really happy about that shit.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
So that's why.
Yeah, I wish I would have known that.
I knew that he went through that. So I'm like, I appreciate the fact that you are saying on a record that you're like promoting marriage and the idea of marriage, basically, with this album. That's cool. In the principle that you're doing something different, it's something kind of more fresh than what we typically expect from just a hip hop, what we hear mostly in mainstream hip hop nowadays. And the place that he is in his life, like, the man's a Grammy winner, got a second child on the way. He seems to be in a very good place in his life. And at least that's shown, that was apparent to me during this album. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I think this album is good, with some questionable, like, songs and lines that you put in here. It would have been better if it was just shorter and you just take out some of those weaker tracks. Because I think part of this was, like, of course, like, you know, like, I don't know how involved streaming was for this. Like, did he want those streaming numbers? And he kind of sacrifices the quality for the streams. But that's kind of when it comes off to me, because it's just a little excessive, especially when you're talking about just, I love my wife. My wife is the best. She's the best thing that ever happened to me. She's the mother of my kids. It's like, all that shit. I'm happy for you, bro. Like, yeah, that shit. I'm happy for you, dog. You know what I'm saying? Before a 22-song album. That's why Hot Shower was kind of like, damn, okay. Hot Shower was just like, this beat is like something you were like kind of like stun on and flex your muscles a little bit. So, and then like the baby's verse on that. And the baby, like, he was rapping about some slick different shit. Like, he was like, oh, because my hair can get nappy as fuck, I wear jewelry and I got that chocolate coloring. And it was kind of like,
yeah, the baby brought it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Then he was like, this is America, right? So I was like, oh, you want some semi, you know what I'm saying, political shit, you know what I'm saying? Something different than just, I'm a click, I fuck your bitch, you know what I'm saying, whatever. That's cool. But yeah, so that's basically my thoughts on the album. Like, I don't think it was bad. I don't think it was great. To me, it was just generally all right. It was good, you know what I'm saying, for the most part, with some elements that I thought he could have been better on and some elements I thought he could have just eliminated altogether. So, yeah.
I think I'm just going to give some final thoughts and then just let you guys wrap up this section of the album reviews. The main thing that I couldn't get through with the album was the length. And another thing was the fact that I could not get through one song without at least 4 corny bars in a row.
In a row.
In a row, bro. That's how it was. Because just like you said earlier with We Got High, that fucking intro was so cringy. We got high.
Yeah.
I was like, what is this? I know you can sing better than this.
And I like the keys on that shit. I was like, okay, come here, and sing.
But then it progressively got better, and then it got back to being trash again. See, that's kind of the theme with this album that I had. Like, he has a lot of good moments, but the trash moments heavily outweigh the good moments, and that's why I can't really get with this. What else did I say? The features outshined Chance. And that's not something I was expecting, because usually Chance is the one that's the oddball out. But Meg and DaBaby, they sounded like the oddball out, and they brought their shit. They brought what they needed to bring, and they fucking outshined. Everybody really outshined Chance, in my opinion. Except for Nicki.
Made in T.O.'s outshine Chance?
Okay, except for him, too. The ending is actually trash, so... all right, so the best songs for me in this album, All Day Long, that, and Slide Around. And I'm very surprised that it's only 2 that I picked, because when I first heard All Day Long, the intro song, I was like, it's not even good. I mean, it's a decent intro, but I know it's Chance.
He's gonna do some shit.
He gonna bring the shit. But then I turned around and I realized that that's the best song, and I'm like, damn. Damn, and I really only like Slide Around because Pierre made the beat and Chance brought in a flow that was pretty creative. I liked the song that he made, but then Nicki Minaj fucked it up, and yeah. I did not like that. So, week 3 out of 10 for me.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get my fucking rating. It was 6.5. I gave it 6.5.
I gave it 4.5, I think. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I was broke as fuck, down on for my ass, had the lowest luck. Used to ride the bike up to the store, I need a Rover truck, a Bentley coupe. Yeah, I'm wearing Prada, I like Fendi too. Grandma passed, had a heart attack, only 62, my cousin shot. Got me paranoid, who to trust or not, gave my brother 25 years. That really.
For the last album review, it's the one that we like the best out of all the ones that came out last week. YB and Cordae, The Lost Boy.
This album was alright.
Album was okay?
It was alright. I think that, I'll agree with what the Dead End guy said about, like, his rapping. His rapping is really good. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he can spit. The kid can spit. You feel what I'm saying? Just some of the metaphors, again, it's just, you know what I'm saying, he's kind of corny with the metaphors sometimes. Like, the bar about him bugging in, like, my mama need to chill with the pesticides. It was some bar like that, and I was just like, that ain't hitting for me. Like, I'm bugging. My mama need to stop with the fucking pesticides or some shit. I was like, nigga, what? Start spraying me with the pesticides.
Bro, what the fuck?
I was like, what? But, you know, I'll appreciate his storytelling ability. Like, the fact that he is, like, you know, what Mike was saying is a good point. Like, I think he stands out even more because of his peers and his contemporaries and what they usually are doing. So I think that's why he's standing out so much and getting this push and this notoriety, mm-hmm. because he's actually more of a lyrical, introspective kind of person.
Yeah, he's more of like a traditional hip-hop guy.
Yeah, that's why he said...
Especially compared to the rest of us.
Yeah, I guess that's why he said he's the bridge. So like, I understand the old school shit and the old heads, and then I like the new shit, so he's kind of like trying to bridge the gap or whatever. The replay value on some of these, I don't see it for some of these songs. Like, the songs that I liked from the tape... Real quick, let me go to the songs I liked real quick. He had like maybe 5 or 6 songs that I was like, oh yeah, okay, I really fuck with those. So I like Have Mercy, Thanksgiving, R&P with Anderson .Paak. I think that's probably like the hardest song on the whole shit.
Oh, wow.
To be honest, or at least one of them. 1,000 Words and Way Back Home are some of my favorites off the album. And all in all, just to keep it short, like, it's a good album. He's a good rapper. But sonically, some of the songs just wasn't, they wasn't, you know, I wasn't fucking with them like that. But even if the song didn't sonically sound good, his lyricism and his bars and his flow helped make the song a little bit better because he can just rap so well. So, yeah, overall, I give the album a 6 because, you know, it was all right to me. Like, you know, there's a few songs that, you know, I'll go back and listen to because I liked them the first time, but there was nothing really that was like, okay, damn, like this instantly, like, oh, I connect with this shit and I'm going to be like, this is going to be in my library, like consistently or whatever. So yeah, it's 6. It was all right. Wasn't good. Wasn't bad. It's in the middle for me. Or wasn't that bad. It was just more so good.
For me, I was sort of, pleased with this album. Like I thought I'd give it a pretty good, that's what I'd say it is. I think it's a pretty good album. I think it's definitely pretty strong for a first album.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I wouldn't say surprised, but I'm pleasantly surprised that he went this route with it, because he does fall into a lot of those pitfalls of corniness, if we're being honest, to where he kind of gets caught up in maybe thinking too much about trying to be the bridge of the generations instead of just doing his thing.
Yeah.
I think he's trying to appeal too much to both sides sometimes, but hey, that's just me. But on this album, I feel a lot of that was washed out. A lot of that didn't appear as much. A lot of these, I was pleased to hear some actual stories from Cordae, because like, yeah, I know he can rap already. Like he's a good rapper.
Yeah.
He can sing a good hook. He can make good hooks. He can pick a good beat, but a lot of the time, it was mostly just catchy stuff with no substance from his newer material.
Mm-hmm.
His older stuff was a little bit more substantive. And this is kind of a better merger, a lot better merger than what he's been producing recently of the sonically pleasing lyrical content. He talks a lot about regretting stuff that he did in his life and trying to become a better person and grow as a man, about how, you know, a lot of people in his life and his family are fucked up. And shit, you know, shit that he goes through that's just kind of like, you just kind of have to be like, oh, it's a really horrible thing when you think about it. Like his brother going to prison for decades, but he just kind of got to be like, well, that sucked. And then you just keep going. So shit like that, I appreciated him, you know, kind of just talking about social media generation and stuff like that. He did it in a tasteful way. It didn't come off corny or anything. So yeah, I liked a decent amount of these songs. I liked my favorites were Have Mercy, Thanksgiving, Broke as Fuck, Thousand Words, Way Back, blah blah blah, Been Around. It's Way Back Home, right? Way Back Home. Yeah, Way Back Home and Been Around. Those are my favorites from the tape. Maybe Thanksgiving and Broke as Fuck are my two favorites, or Thousand Words. But yeah, like he's doing good sonically. He's doing pretty good right now. Like when it comes to blending the hooks and the verses together, especially when it's just him on his own or with the right feature, it comes off well. So I can't knock him for that. The only things that I really didn't like, some of the songs I had heard before, which I kind of like had just, you know, a lot of the songs on here were kind of had already been released.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought the Chance song's all right. I didn't really like Chance's bars on it at all, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I thought Cordae did all right, but he sounded too much like an old Chance song. So he got points off for that. Got a lot of big features on this thing. His label spent that fucking money for this album, to be honest, because he's got fucking
Meek
Mill.
That Pusha T feature was surprising.
Yeah, that was surprising.
And I didn't really like that song either. I disliked the first song, Wintertime. I didn't like it. And I didn't like any of his skits. So
yeah, I don't remember any of the skits, I don't think.
They weren't really even skits. They were just...
They were
interludes.
Yeah, basically.
But I didn't like them, to be honest, if I'm being honest. But everything else, it was very strong. That's why I'd say, like, on a whole, it's a strong project, definitely a good first project. I'm hoping he can keep improving from here, but I am seeing the little seeds of corniness that's like, even Logic wasn't displaying those kind of elements this early, which is a little bit concerning, if I'm being honest.
Oh, shit.
If I'm being honest.
Logic is like the bottom of the fucking barrel for the standards
now. He went 180, bro. I like Logic, but he's fucking corny. He knows he's corny. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah. So I don't think he knows he's corny,
bro. He knows that shit. He better know. I see the seeds of it. Because he raps about that. He'd be like, I'm awkward and all this. It's like, yeah, no. Yep. But it's like with Cordae, it's like he has a chance to kind of get out of some of that if he just keeps focusing on the songs and the music and being himself. Because I'm hearing Cordae on here. It's maybe a little faint, but he's here. That's why I think there is definitely room for progression. And I could I can hear him surprising us if he really gets into his bag and really finds his way. Because right now it's like I hear Cordae, but not as much of Cordae as I would like. I hear some other influences, which I know sometimes, especially when you're starting out, it's annoying to hear that shit. Trust me, I know. When people are like, oh, you gotta just find your style and all this shit. But I hear
that's real though.
But I hear like some elements of him that could just be refined, and if he just finds his way with that, he could stand out. But for right now, he doesn't stand out too much, really. I think he does just stand out mostly because he's really the only one out here, especially of this last few years on his level, that it's trying to do this type of rap. But yeah, man, I like the soulful elements, and I just say just keep doing your thing, and I just hope he goes up from here, you know? Gets rid of some of that corniness.
Would you give the album again?
There wasn't that much on this album. I will say there wasn't that much corniness on this album at all, which I was happy to hear. I gave it a 6.5. Maybe as I keep listening, it'll be a 7. Maybe it'll go down. But right now, 6.5.
All right. So for me, Cordae definitely showcases some very classic elements of the best of hip hop. I liked the samples he had and the drums that they chose for this, and you know, the way he kind of raps on it is like, yeah, man, come listen to this story, man. I like that. The beats obviously are smooth from start to finish. It was very easy to listen to. Well, I wouldn't say very easy, but it was easy to listen to. And going into this album, I was asking myself the question of how is Cordae going to change this corniness factor that everybody's talking about. That's what I was looking for. I was looking for that main trait. Is there any corniness around? Is there cornball elements scattered throughout the shit?
He looking for kernels of corn on the album.
That's how I was on the first listen. And I was happily surprised that there wasn't as much corn as I was expecting. But there was still some.
There was enough.
There was enough to make me be like, ah, fuck, I can't come back to this as much as I would like to. So, man, he's got some beautifully written and memorable bars. I like that first song, Wintertime. Even though, like, listening to it, I was like, eh, this probably won't be the best song, but it's a good sounding song. I liked when he was talking about. He said a line on here. He was like, I was addicted to Xans to calm anxiety down, but I would never admit it. I would never admit it because society clowns any nigga with a problem. I like that.
That's real.
Yeah. I like that shit. He has some other real bars about how his cousin died, him losing his grandma. And the first skit was pretty introspective where he was talking to some old nigga. He was like, hey, did you ever find yourself as a lost boy when he was in Chicago? And it was like, yeah.
Well, I don't think that was a skit. I think that was the opening to a song. To that.
That was the opening to
Way Back, I think.
Whatever the fourth song was. But yeah. Now, what I didn't like was how the singles ended up being some of the best songs in the album. Like R&P, that already dropped like 2 weeks before it came out. Have Mercy, that dropped like 2 months before it came out. The Chant song, that came out like a month before it came out.
Yeah.
So I didn't like that. I mean, I really like those songs, but I didn't like how those were the best ones. And
also how like so many of the album was those singles.
Yeah,
same. Kind of clouded it up a bit. But.
Same too. That kind of disappointed me a little bit too.
But I will say, in the context of the album, they worked a little bit better.
Yeah, they did work, and they did their job in their placement. Here's another thing I didn't like. I didn't like how it sounded more of a Chance album than Chance's album.
Okay, I was gonna text either that to the group chat or to you before you heard it, her Chance album. I was like, these albums sound like they could be the fucking same.
Yeah, and in fact, when Bad Idea came out, I thought that was gonna be on Chance's album, so I was excited as fuck for Chance's album.
We know the result.
And I was looking for that song on Chance's album. I was like, oh shit, well damn, where's that Cordae song to come break in the sauce?
This sounds like what Chance tried to do, but well, blending those like soulful elements, because Chance went for more of a poppy sound. So yeah, I see what y'all are saying, but Chance, I think he has to have a little bit more of chaos in what he's doing. Yeah. And this refine, because he's not a singer. Like he can't, you know, he doesn't always have the smoothest flow. His strengths usually come from in your face energy and just, you know, colorful imagery, shit like that, you know.
Oh, also real quick, and I'll let you finish about the Chance album. I was surprised at the absence of Ye on the album, like no Kanye. I was like,
on the Chance album.
Yeah, I said going back to the Chance album. I was surprised about like the absence of Ye production wise, or with a feature or something like that. I would have definitely thought that he would have been on the album.
I would have expected. Damn, he wasn't on there at all.
Nah, not in the production. I looked in the producer credits Chance, and everything. I was like,
that was a missed opportunity. Mm. Get him on next.
Especially
album,
if they
produce the whole thing.
He should,
especially he if should've. He said him and Kanye are coming out with an album together. I would have thought that Kanye would have had some influence over this album. And he might have as far as like the sounds he picked, but I'm talking about him directly working on it.
Man,
so that was another thing, but go ahead.
Man, all of Chance's mixtapes sound more of an album than that album, bro. But anyway, back to Cordae.
And that hurt it too.
Back to Cordae. Yeah, he just can't shake that corniness factor. Oh, wait, I'm talking about pros, aren't you? Oh, yeah. pros. Yeah, I was briefly brain. Okay, cons. Okay, he can't shake the corniness factor, blah, blah, blah. Okay, here's an example of one of those corny lines, and I said this on the review, but he was like, yeah, man, I'm wearing Prada, and I like Fendi, too, but then the next line, he was literally like, damn, my grandma just passed at, like, 62, though, and then my cousin got shot when he was, like, 10. See, I didn't like that, because I really, on some of these songs where he was, like, flipping back and forth and shit, I really just wish he would have stuck to a clear theme. Like, is this song going to be lit, or are you going to be a lyrical nigga? You can't just have both flip back and forth. And that was another thing that made me really dislike Broke as Fuck. Fuck, that song was trash to me.
I liked it a lot.
I did not like that song. See, that was a song where Day Trip produced it. And Day Trip, if you don't know, they produced Panini, and they produced Sheck West, Mo Bamba. See, they took a turn on his album, and I did not like that shit at all. It sounded like that beat should have went to somebody else. I did not want Cordae to get on that beat. I liked the energy he brought on it. I liked the way that the breakdown was in the beginning, where like he starts rapping, then the beat comes off, and then boom. You know what I'm saying? That shit brought some nice energy, but it was too much corniness in that shit. And the fact that the second verse of that song was what he wanted to spit to Funk Flex. Come on now, bro. Don't spit a freestyle. No, don't spit a verse on your album in an interview as a freestyle. That shit is so lame.
I thought that song was kind of, I see what you mean, especially with the like flipping back and forth so frequently, because if you're going to do it, you have to do it well, bro.
Yeah, you have to do it well.
Because you can't get us in the mood of like, oh shit, I'm rocking this Gucci and my grandma's dead.
Yeah, and then
it's like, what?
Yeah.
Because you have to do it well, bro. But on that specific song, I was like, it's pretty inspirational, because it's like, shit, that's how I feel. I'm hype as fuck, but I'm broke and shit is not that great.
Shit is also making me sad while shit is making me feel cool at the same time. Yeah,
I almost liked that song.
It didn't hit for you.
Too much cornball shit in there. Like, one line, he was like, I need a bad bitch with a tummy tuck.
Yeah, that's basic nigga shit. Like, he's like, Cordae, come on. Like, was he?
That's a throwaway.
When he raps about him like messing around with like baddies or whatever, then it's kind of like, okay, well, that's just, you know, so that's just some regular shit. That's just regular basic nigga
standard
nigga
shit. Hip hop. I didn't like. I don't like the way
he never really says it.
Yeah, yeah. Because I was going to say, he doesn't say like Playboi Carti could say something like that and it sound fine.
Yeah,
he can't really do that in the same way. It doesn't come off the same.
Yeah,
at least not in those specific instances.
Yeah. So for you, it's not so. So then, in that case, like the line doesn't matter. Just how he's saying it doesn't really fit well with him, in your opinion.
It's both.
No, the line matters, but it's like, if somebody else said it, they would say it differently.
Oh, okay.
It's like, that's just a throwaway bar. That's like a nothing bar to me. like, yeah, I need a bad bitch with a tummy tuck. Like, what?
It's like, that's like some...
Like, yeah, if you're going to say something like that, that belongs on a stupid-ass Chemethazine song or something. Or, yeah, like, a dumb-ass Playboi Carti song. Like, tummy tuck. Like yeah, that's... It's like, because that would be funny. But if you're just saying that, it's like, I can't be like, oh, hell yeah, I feel that shit. I don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, like... Yeah, I can't take that bar seriously, so...
Yeah. I just feel like he needs to just keep on working, because I know that he's going to reach the potential that everybody thinks he has. Or, well, you know, at least I hope so. I hope he's going
to
reach that potential.
I was about to say, right? Damn, this first album was a really good indicator for that of you, then. I would hope the best for him,
so. I really hope so, because, like, I kind of feel what Ken was saying on this album, though. Because, like, this is one of those albums where, like, you can either hear a lot of potential, or you can hear the fact that he's close to his ceiling. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the problem for me with this album also.
Yeah.
It's enjoyable, but not enjoyable enough.
Yeah. He's going to have to do something really different in his next project or future works for us to be like, okay, here we go. Because it does, yeah, initially, just hearing it based on his other stuff, it kind of does sound like maybe he's near his ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping not. I'm hoping he can just do something different and experimental, because he is still young and it's still his first project.
Yeah.
But we've seen people do this before, to where it's like, okay, and then they just kind of fall down.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, did you pour too much sauce and then save enough sauce for the second entree? It's kind of like, did you put too much? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, did you show your hand too much? You know what I'm saying? Or did you give all of yourself enough to where, like, your second projects are not going to stack up?
Or,
like, this one's going to be compared to.
Or are you showing enough of yourself?
Yeah, it's
we
like
know
the
you
balance.
have potential for sure. You're a great rapper, but it's just like, can you unlock those last few barriers in your career where you're able to just fully unleash your fucking magnum opus? Or are you not going to be able to do that and stay restricted by these fucking... by this line that you're trying to walk on between pleasing both generations? Are you going to be able to just, I don't know, you know, it's difficult with art to say, but it was good, but it's kind of like, it's missing that one little element, secret ingredient that makes it, oh shit, this is great.
Yeah.
Cause a lot of songs are like, this is really good. Like, really, really good. But it hasn't broken that threshold of like, this is amazing, this is great. But he could.
Yeah. But we'll I feel see. Like he'll get there one day. So, my favorite songs from this project: Bad Idea, Wintertime, Thanksgiving, and I think Family Matters. The worst songs for me: Broke as Fuck, We Gonna Make It, Lost and Found. Wait, did I talk about the worst songs on the other albums?
Oh, I didn't like the last song of this project by Cordae either. Because that was supposed to be like his lyrical...
Lost and Found?
That was supposed to be his lyrical showcase. And it was kind of like, ooh, without the right beat, dude, this is starting to fall apart a little bit, because these bars weren't really where it was at. Like, they weren't really that strong or that impressive. The beat was pretty bland and bad. And, the, you know, I don't know. It didn't seem as triumphant as I think maybe he thought it did. But, hey, that's just my opinion.
I like the 808s on that beat, though. But the rest of the shit, you're right, is pretty bland.
Yeah.
What was the rating for it again, Emo?
Week 6.
Week 6, I gave it a 6, and you gave it a 6.5.
6.5.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? That was our
triple
album review. You do know what I'm saying? The first one in Lomé podcast history. That was an interesting thing that was an interesting segment, you know what I'm saying? And let us know what you guys thought of each album in the comments, what you liked about the albums, what you didn't like, if you heard any of them. And I would still definitely just because you heard the podcast, definitely just check them out. You know what I'm saying? Even if you wouldn't check them out, just recommend them and check them out.
Yeah, just check them out. Let us know what you thought. Let us know what you think would have improved some of the of the negative elements to the albums. Just curious to hear what y'all would say. Follow us on Discord. Go to the Dead End Hip Hop website and go to the Discord, and you'll see a Low Mid channel in there.
Yeah, join our server and DM us some bullshit on Instagram. We'll read all of it.
Send us some memes.
And check out if you don't know, if it's your first time listening, check out our YouTube channel. And you can follow us at Low Mid Productions on Instagram. You can follow me at King Ramil on Instagram. That's King RAHMIL.
You can follow me, Huey Revolution, on everything at Huey Revolution. Everything that you can find me on, anyway.
And you can check me out, Nemo the Zeus, N-E-M-O-T-H-E-Z-E-U-S.
All right, and I think that's a show for this week, right?
Yeah.
All right. And appreciate you guys for listening, man. We'll see you guys next week.
Peace. Yeah.